This means war. We are in the final battle in so many ways. Christy Lee filling in for Harrison Smith today. Again, spending time with his beautiful baby. We need a patriot baby surge. Make babies great again. This is potentially my last show. I feel like that every time I come on here. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's coming down the pike. We know, obviously, the InfoWars enemies. So, you know, especially today, I feel like this, you know what? This could be my last show. So we need some great Christian hairband rock to open the show. So thank you for the crew for allowing me to open the show with some Petra. Have you ever heard of Petra? I grew up on Petra. I love Petra. They actually did a final tour this year. And, of course, I found out about it after they had come through. So, yes, but I love that song. This means war. It gets you pumped up. We're in a spiritual battle, but we know who the winner is. We do. And that's why my scripture of the day is from Ephesians 6:10. And, you know, this is a long one, so I'm not going to do the whole thing. Just the first four verses. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, certainly feels like it's here, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. And I know that Alex Jones, who obviously many of you are a fan of, is standing his ground. He continues to stand. He continues to fight. And, you know, we pray over him and pray that hedge of protection over him, and that he continues to stand and be impressed by the love of God and led by the love of God. And so hopefully that's just pumps you up for the day as you think of that and, you know, go back, read that whole thing about what those elements of the spiritual armor of God are: helmet of salvation, belt of truth, which is why I'm here, which is why I left the Lion Legacy Media, and get fired up. We have a great show today, God willing. Lord, allow this today to be a great impressionable show. All in his hands, I give him all of the glory. We have Kathy Barnett, who is also another Christ-loving woman. She is the former senior advisor to the Vivek Ramaswamy presidential campaign, former Senate candidate against Dr. Oz. And she has so much to share. It could go in a million different directions, but she is also someone that became awakened to who Alex is. So we're going to be sharing a little clip of that coming up here shortly. We have AJ Rice, arguably the GOAT of PR in this Christian conservative sphere. So he has worked with all of the big names and can shed some light on that, as well as his new book. And so looking forward to that. We're, of course, going to give you the latest updates of what we know as far as the weather warfare with these hurricanes, the latest in election news, and so much more. But I really want to encourage your calls today throughout the show, again, because this could be my last show ever. I hope it's not. We just don't know. I'm feeling very reflective and nostalgic, and I want to hear from you, you know, when you came over, when you got red-pilled, when you got turned on to InfoWars, what you love about Alex, what you see coming down the pike. Let's take a moment to be grateful and to think about that. You can call throughout the show. My favorite part of coming on is connecting with you. So stay tuned, and so much in store ahead.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
It's Friday, October 11th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We are kind of, well, I am. I'm being reflective today because, again, I don't know when my last show will ever be. This could be it. I'm not sure. But we have an exciting guest, Kathy Barnett. I've been listening to some of her podcasts, and just a lot of what she has been saying has really touched my heart. And I got to have a good conversation with her the other day and pray with her. And it's just so amazing how God puts certain people on your heart to reach out to and talk to. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to Kathy. She's the former senior advisor to Vivek Ramaswamy. So many contributions, such an incredible story. And, you know, we prayed together, and it's just interesting that I asked her, you know, I like it or not, when I ask people, like, hey, are you willing to come on InfoWars? Like, I know that can be polarizing for some people. And she's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And she's like, but I will admit that I, like many others, had my original thoughts. And so it just was fascinating to me that I had thought to invite her, and she's coming on in the next hour. And she had just met Alex Jones for the first time at the Tucker Carlson event, and she posted a video of that interaction, which I'm going to share with you, that went viral. But she was humble enough to admit that she didn't think she liked him at first. And so I want to share with you this video, and I'll talk more about it on the other side. Watch this.
I even knew much about you. What I knew is that I was told I shouldn't like you. I don't even know why I shouldn't like you. And this is before I knew you and started listening to you. But what I knew was you shouldn't like him.
Absolutely.
Without even knowing why. And now I see that they're using that, like that weapon, so that I don't get to talk to you, don't get to hear what you have to say. But I found that to be very interesting.
Yep. I mean, 30 years ago, I was one of the only people prominently exposed in the whole global government thing. So they just picked me out for instruction early and tried to inoculate people psychologically. That was bad. And they lied about stuff I said. There's a lot of context. That's what it was. But and that's why I'm glad we kind of fought back with people can actually hear what we're actually covering. You want to see everything we're covering is actually happening in front of them.
But why is it so effective? Even today, I see, and not just from what we may say, the left, but it looks like people from my side of the aisle as well, that they use it when they don't want someone to hear what someone has to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's just information control.
Like, you can't talk to them. If you talk to them, then you're them, right?
Well, they tried that with Trump, too, but he's broken through.
I love
you. Well, I appreciate you, lady. I look forward to seeing you guys tonight.
Yes, and I can admit that I myself had my preconceived notions of what kind of person Alex was. I was in the traditional news media world, which now I call the regime media, and my mother would send me all these things from InfoWars, be like, you need to talk about this on the evening news tonight. And I'm like, Mom, I can't talk about that. Like, how does that relate to other things that I'm covering about? But she was relentless in wanting me to broaden my horizons of what I was looking into. And, you know, meeting Alex for the first time, it just really blew my mind that he's totally different than what the narrative is about him. And I think it's a good lesson that even those of us that think that we're immune to propaganda and influence can be being influenced without even knowing it. So again, because this potentially could be my last show ever, I thought of this morning. You know, I'm like, man, you know, I am so lucky to have been raised by Christian parents that had an open mind, that encouraged discernment. And it wasn't always easy hearing that, you know, we could expect the end of the world at any time growing up. Yeah, the world could be ending tomorrow. I know that my mom will think that's funny. But so I was thinking this morning, you know, my mom has been an OG fan for decades of Alex Jones. I'm like, it would be fun, you know, in light of everything that's going on to get her to come on, because I don't think she's ever called in to InfoWars, but she's been loyal and dedicated. And like I said, encouraging me to look beyond the headlines. And so I really owe that to her. So we actually have my mama on the line. I'm so excited, to talk to you, Mom. And I probably don't tell you enough how proud I am of you and inspirational. Sorry. Obviously, both Papa, that's what I call my dad, has inspired me and my mom, but they're warriors. They're fighters, like I see Alex doing. And that's why I think that it just endears me even more to Alex, is because, you know, I've seen firsthand my parents fight against evil and corruption. And you know, like I said jokingly before, it wasn't always easy hearing that perspective growing up, you know, that the world could be ending soon. And, oh my gosh, Bill Clinton just got elected. Everything's going to go corrupt. But I do appreciate just the encouragement to always have an open mind and think beyond what the world is telling us. So thank you for coming on, Mama.
Hi.
I know you would never come on, call in yourself, but I just wanted to know what caused you to ever be attracted to listening to Alex and tuning in years and years ago.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the background is important. I was born in 1952, so I was a teenager in the 60s, and a very, very pivotal decade. Because you'll see the assassinations and the counterculture arising, shooting of Kent State, during protests at Ohio, in Ohio. That was very impactful. By the time 1970, I got married. My husband was raised Lutheran. I was basically raised as an atheist. At that time, we were seeing, a lot of things were going on. The Jesus People movement started. and also plus the fact that my husband was at a state college that we could see was really pushing some pretty weird values. So it was kind of a combination of all those things coming together. And, you know, being counterculture, I think we're the last generation that has really truly been counterculture. So I don't know what happened to a lot of us. I think a lot of us prospered and kind of lost the way, you know, and have become conformist. And subsequently, a lot of the children today are very conformist. That's the push of the education and so on. So, you know, I could see as I was introduced to Christianity that prophetically we were seeing all these alignments. The only thing is everything has taken a lot longer than I ever would have thought. But so subsequently, I don't remember who it was. Somebody gave me the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And that really started me off on a path. I was getting, you know, ordering books from all kinds of things. I studied creation science, and I was looking at alternatives for education for you kids, because I didn't want you brainwashed into the system. I wanted you to be able to think independently. So that was kind of a combination of things. So I'm thinking that I actually started listening to Alex Jones 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he would have been in his 20s, very early in his beginning, and I was in my 40s. And then I read that he was also influenced by that book, which really, really locked me into kind of the kindred spirit that I felt like we had. And yes, I have been loyal all these years. And because of Alex, I found many other people that I follow as well on a very regular basis. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at. Now we're seeing the full-out end game here. And in fact, that was another one of when he had those
You just name-dropped another thing. Yeah, go ahead.
That series of films that he produced were so stunningly accurate, and people didn't want to believe it. And you're right. You know, when Clinton came in, I felt like it was the beginning of the end, which in many ways it was, especially when you see how Hillary is talking now. They want to crush free speech. They want to prosecute you for having misleading opinions, which I just watched Tulsi Gabbard the other day do a wonderful testimony before the committee that's studying this weaponization of government, who put it so well that, you know, then that makes them the arbiter of truth.
Yeah,
you know, if you're going to have the government telling you what to think, they're the arbiter of truth. So I'll tell you, I have been praying for years that God will never shut down these alternative sites, because it's the only way we'll have information. So then, you know, the incident of Elon Musk, a very unlikely partner, I think, in this battle, he had to get involved because he was being attacked.
Yeah.
You know, he was starting to feel the sting of this government interference. They can use all these agencies against you. And so that's kind of it. I think that I know I'd gotten some teaching from a ministry that gave this great analogy, and I just love this, you know, that we are in the times that are great and terrible. We're seeing terrible things happen, mm-hmm. like these hurricanes, but we're seeing incredibly beautiful things with volunteers like we've never seen before, you know, people coming together, helping people. So, and there's revivals on campuses. So it's a very strange time. It's great mm-hmm. and terrible. But the teaching was out of Texas that the bison run into a storm when they see it coming.
Mm.
The cows run away. I like to think that we're all bisons. And we're going to run into the storm, and there's going to be something great coming out of this. I just watched Line in the Sand last night on Tucker Carlson Network.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a great thing, you know, the Tucker Carlson Network. And I think that's going to really prosper as well. So it ain't over. It's going to be maybe another chapter, but it's going to be great. And we have to hold on to that. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
No, you're just doing
okay.
So good. People are going to be like, man, why isn't her mom is sitting in there? Her daughter. But just to wrap up with you, you know, you sometimes tell me, like, try and tell Alex this or that. You know, what kind of message, sorry to put you on the spot, what kind of message would you want to get to him right now?
Well, I think he's even said it himself. We have to hold on to hope. And it's one of the things the Bible defines as great, you know, love, hope. You know, we need to hold on to those things, no matter how bad we see it getting. And it's very bad, but it's causing people to really commit. You know, this is the line in the sand. Are we going to commit or not? And I think, you know, particularly with Tucker Carlson, you could have said, oh, that was bad. They fired him. And yet it's turned out to be a great thing. You know, we had a similar situation in our own lives where something very bad happened to us, and we didn't like it at the time, but it ended up being great in many ways. So it ain't over, you know, and it's not over. He definitely is the pioneer of alternative media, and people, you know, like yourself and this younger generation is rising up. I'm pleased to hear that Generation X, I think it's X, can't keep track,
yeah.
But they're starting to get a little counterculture, which is exciting, because at some point things get so bad that people begin to question, is this really the way to go? But I'll leave with this. One of the things I've got from another homeschooler as I was involved with that was to teach your kids. I think this is so important. When they're in school and they're being taught things, to have three questions in mind. What do you mean by what you just said? How do you know? And so what? So what are the ramifications of what you're saying? Climate change would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Is the climate changing? What do you mean exactly? Really define that. What do you mean? Climate is a long period thing. It's mm-hmm. not weather. And how do you know? They're ignoring 2,000 you know, scientists that are specialists in solar activity. They're ignoring that. And then what are the ramifications? Oh, we're going to spend $5 trillion to fix the climate, which is totally absurd. You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, you got to get people thinking. This has been the most non-thinking education system, because they push conformity, and they also thanks to the Great Society, they really created the stratification of age groups so that the young generation doesn't benefit from what older people have learned. Yes. You've got to try to learn what older people have learned because we've paid a price for what we know.
Yes.
And so young people can't ignore that. And it's the death of the family. I mean, that certainly contributed to this. But so I would say I'm excited. I'm going to keep praying that something really great, you know, will come out of this. It's not over.
Yeah.
It's really just beginning.
Yeah.
And it may get pretty bad. You know, listening to Michael Yon, for example, you know, who talks about, you know, that he's been all over the world and we look like a nation that's ripe for civil war. This is a horrible, scary thought. But after watching that line in the sand, boy, everybody's got to see that. You know, and right now it's like $72 a year to join Tucker Carlson. This would be the best money you ever spent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a good thing. And who knows where that will expand.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mama, for coming on. I hope this isn't my last show or my last involvement with InfoWars. But I just wanted to make sure I got that in because you've been a big influence in why I'm sitting here today. So great message. Thank you, Mom. And enjoy the rest of your day. Call you later.
Yes. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I'll call you on my sat phone.
Oh, yes. We'll call each other on our sat phones. Okay. Good.
All righty.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Yes. Preparedness was always taught as well. But I love that she reminded me of something that I'm one of three that we were told all growing up is that when we were in different situations, you know, we were encouraged to critically think. And I would pass that along to any other family and hopefully remind myself to pass it on to my own kids, asking those three questions of what do you mean, how do you know, and so what? In any classroom setting, in any conversation, it can really help clarify things and also inspire your own critical thinking. So, such a good message there. What do you mean, how do you know, and so what? So, like I said, if you have a story that you want to share, like my mama just did, as far as like how, you know, she was awakened and why this appealed to her and her hope for the future, then call in today, 1-877-789-2539. I'll try and take calls throughout the show as I cover other news. But it's been a wild ride. That's for sure. But everything happens for a reason, and I'm glad her message was positive there. That, you know, this is the line in the sand. Step up. But we have hope. We have hope in Jesus, and who knows what amazing thing will come out of this. It could get worse before it gets better, but we always have hope. All right, so I think to that end, since we're talking about the involvement of Christianity, how all this ties together, you know, I saw just early this morning shared, and maybe many of you might have seen it, we're learning that there's this huge mass of voters that has been not voting, the Christians. And so that's where that propaganda line of, Trump said this would be the last time you have to vote. And he clarified that in a recent podcast saying, like, no, Christians, for some reason, a large mass of them don't vote. And I'm saying, like, this is such an important election that please vote this time. And then, you know, the other elections might not matter as much as this one does. And so he clarified that in saying that. And, you know, I know that there's this big sect of Christians that's saying, I can't vote for Trump. He has gotten too wishy-washy on the abortion stance, you know, and all of that. And so this was a really good sermon that just talking about, you know, maybe reconsider that as a Christian, what your responsibility is in this election. So let's play as much as we can of that as we head into the next segment, starting at, you know, the 1 minute mark.
The Democratic Party is a demonic death cult under the power and influence of Satan. Hold on. No, I'll explain why I say hold on. To vote for the Democrats is to vote for a platform that is building their platform upon everything God hates. The mutilation of bodies, the annihilation of babies in the womb, and the sexualization of your children. That is their calling card. That is what they want to do. They don't hide that. They have abortion facilities outside of the Democratic Convention. This is who they are. It's the most radical party in our country's history. So I don't see how you could be a Christian and vote for a party who promotes everything that God hates. That's the first thing. Secondly, you have a responsibility and privilege to vote for the option that best stems the tide of evil. I want you to also understand that there are no perfect candidates in this election. They're both broken people. But one of them presents a far better option at the preservation of life and the upholding of the family than the other. A failure to vote is a failure to express our gratitude to the men and women that have died for our country and given us the freedom that we have today. It's also a failure to, I believe, obey the calling that we have to uphold the righteousness in our land. You don't have to like the personality. You just vote for the best option between the policies. And one of them is far less worse than the other. I think that's obvious. And a vote, just in general, it comes from the Latin word votum, which means to make a choice. You're not voting for a pastor. You're voting for a guy that, as best we have as an option, upholds righteousness in the land. Number three, and this is why I said hold on, because there are certain people that are going to amen the political thing, but I also want the amens just to be as loud as when I say this. Our hope is not in a political party. Who is in the White House is far less important than who is on the throne in heaven. And I want you to also understand, because I've watched some videos this week that contradict this idea, the advancement of the gospel isn't reliant a single ounce upon who is president. I want you to understand that where Christianity spreads the fastest and the farthest are in the nations that are persecuted the most. Not where there's the most religious freedom. The reason our world is crumbling, the reason we're under the judgment of God, is because we've turned our back on God. And if you want to see political reform, you need to see a spiritual revival. It's not the other way around. You don't pursue political reform so that there can be a spiritual revival. So when people say things like, we need to get this guy in office and then there will be a spiritual revival in our land, no, there won't be. No, there won't be. That's not the way it works, and that's never been the way it works. Number four. We should speak out against the evil of our day, but you should never turn the mission field into your enemy. You can call out the policies, call out the issues. I can speak against the horrors of abortion. Makes God weep. The trans agenda, whatever it may be, I have a heart for those people. And you ought to have a heart for them. And you can get riled up on Twitter and you can live in your insulated bubble and start looking at them. No, that's why you're here. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand what your mission is as a Christian. Number five, if you are more likely to promote your political views than you are to proclaim Jesus Christ, if people know you more for being a Republican than they do for being a Christ follower, your priorities are way out of whack. So I disappointed both people, right? So like that's where we're at today. But I want you to understand those truths. You should go vote. And it's not a difficult decision for me. But I also want to I also want you to know that our hope is not in who's in.
All right,
office.
We have so much more coming.
There's
up.
Bitches on both sides.
Good message there, and we're going to be hearing from Kathy Barnett in the next hour, kind of cover some news after this.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome in to my InfoWars family. So good to be spending time with you. Got to share my family, my mama, with you a little bit earlier, so you'll have to go back and watch if you missed. But she did so good. She would never call in on her own. She's too humble for that, but made her call in, and that was fun. That was a treat for me. So during the break, we're hearing from a caller, actually, again, as long as we're talking about this caller family, and I am going to dive into some weather warfare news here in a moment. But I wanted to take this call that we heard from and during the break. Andrew in Missouri, I was just doing a show basically about government overreach, how we're being harassed by our own, government, sometimes federal agents, sometimes in your case, you're saying police, and you're saying that your story is being suppressed. So tell us what happened, Andrew.
Well, what's happened is I've been protesting the city council here because they don't have all the correct paperwork and everything. And they're playing with people's money and they don't have any right to do that. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's been fraud on the county that I've been pointing out. And I've been protesting the city council. I released like a video after. So I did an interview with a man because I had sued them because I pulled the police chief aside because I asked him if your office is, I'm sorry, I'm all jumbled up. Give me a second. Oh, I'm calling them.
Take a deep breath, so Andrew. So basically you were giving the city council a hard time and then you had a confrontation. So just take us through that.
Yes. And the confrontation, so I've met this officer before. He was actually called to remove me from one of the mayor's legal city council special meetings or whatever. I was doing an active fact check, and the mayor didn't like that, so he called the cops in. And then shortly after this happened, I left halfway through it because my wife had called me. I didn't leave because the cops made me, but they were kind of ignorant to begin with. And then from then on, I've just been at city council meetings and I've been kind of outing them. So last time, before all this, I outed them on camera. I showed that they didn't have any oath bonds. None of it was notarized. None of their oaths were notarized. There was a notary that signed it, but she didn't sign it or stamp it as a notary. It wasn't recorded on the county record like it was supposed to be. There's a whole list of paperwork that just wasn't done. And, I'm just finding all this stuff. And I found out that there's like fraudulent stuff going on with the housing market. And these banks are just coming in and like quick claiming property from like dead people and just grabbing stuff and selling it because they can, because there's no rightful heirs or anything. And on top of that, they're just trying to tax people out of their houses and a whole list of other stuff.
So basically, we're watching some video right now of this this confrontation with the officers. They're being very aggressive with you. It looks like your wife is her head is out the door, and you had children in the car, and so this was all very scary for your children. And you feel like this is retaliation because you were trying to blow the whistle on some corruption that was happening in your city, correct?
Oh, and human trafficking going through the archdiocese. Actually. What really pissed me off was the Christian radio stations spitting lies, complaining about me editing the video, but they edit the sounds where it sounds incriminating. And then they ask a police chief from a different county questions, and they don't even ask the police chief from here. The report that the press release that they put out was the officer's two lying reports put together and like generated by an AI and just regurgitated, if you read the report and you watch the video, they're two separate things.
Okay. And so do you plan on taking any legal action for the aggressive,
trying to find a lawyer. I've been denied for any sort of representation.
Now, you had mentioned media suppression, but we're watching the news coverage. Are you saying that
feel it's half and half right now? So some people have done the research and watched all the way through the video. Some people have just like regurgitated some BS, and it's a weird split, and it's happening it's an odd happening.
We posted the videos because we got I'm the wife.
Go ahead.
We posted the videos because my case was dismissed. They could not find evidence to charge me. They came up to the vehicle after they had taken him to the back, and they told me they were just sick of me is why I was under arrest. I didn't know that was a new law, code, or statute.
Yeah.
And they yanked me from the vehicle, and when they yanked me from the vehicle, I went flying from it, and my head hit the pavement, and I went fully unconscious. They actually had to perform a sternal rub.
Yeah.
And you can hear my daughter blood curdle scream.
My daughter knows my wife was in contact with the cops.
Well, I mean, if you were a different color, we'd probably be seeing this national news, but because you're white, who cares about you, right?
And I've heard that over and over again.
And we have heard that too.
It is so sad.
My babies are traumatized. One's in trauma therapy currently. The other one's on a waiting list. And my husband has autism, ADHD, and is epileptic. And I now have, there goes the stuttering, sorry, brain issues and damage done from this. And we're in a bad situation, and the cops are trying to cover their tails because they didn't think we'd post the video, and
They were telling us not to do anything. You can't do anything. All your rights.
This is not the first time this officer has done this to people. There are people outpouring and crying out to us that he has brutalized people like this before. He actually struck my daughter in the face while reaching to try to get me.
Jeez. Well, I'm sorry that you went through that, and I hope that you do get the attorney help that you need. Folks, you can share this out yourself and try and help them with getting the word out. But thank you for your phone call. Just want to comment on that we unfortunately have to expect these things to happen now, especially if we're becoming an enemy of our city by blowing the whistle on things as they shared. And so, you know, thankfully we do have our own resource, as far as, like you saw in the video, that she was able to film her own and document things on her cell phone herself. But it breaks my heart that the kids had to see that, and that there are seemingly repercussions for blowing the whistle on government officials. And unfortunately, we need to expect more of this. We need to kind of plan ahead on, if we're in our own situations like this, what can we do to minimize the trauma and effect that could happen, and just be prepared for all circumstances. Thankfully, they are alive, because, you know, these things can turn really sour really quickly. So thank you for your phone call and reaching out, and, you know, try and share their story. This is Aaliyah and Andrew Menson, and as usual, you know, they're saying that the media is not necessarily representing the facts correctly. I see some of your calls coming in, and I am going to get back to them, but I do want to cover a bit of news, particularly what's happening with the hurricanes and the weather situations that are going on. Ultimately, there are probably way more people that have lost their lives from this than we know. I mean, speaking of media manipulation and minimization, we've seen that not only are they minimizing the loss of life and the hardship that is coming from these storms, but they're mocking people who are trying to sound the alarm, like, hey, this isn't normal. You know, hurricanes don't normally ramp up and change course and, you know, all over. And they're actively trying to minimize any suggestion that there could be some weather control manipulation, as well as, you know, the effects of what's happening. So, you know, the latest, and this is changing all the time, as far as what's happening in Florida, 15 now dead, millions without power. I was listening, you know, my mom was talking earlier about all the amazing people we've been introduced by listening to Alex Jones, and Mike Adams is one of them. I was listening to him as well earlier this morning, talking about how not only are these people without power in Florida, and many dead, but there's plans to keep people from coming back. You know, this is part of a larger conspiracy to create these 15-minute cities and, you know, more lethal, aggressive actions from officials, you know, National Guard, et cetera, that they'll call in. But we'll keep an eye on that. And then the Convention of States president said exactly what should happen. We need to start shrinking the size of government, in particular these failed federal agencies. He said, Convention of States President Mark Meckler said that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, should not exist, and that natural disaster matters should be left up to individual states. He says we don't need it. We shouldn't have it. $650 million on grants to nonprofits and local authorities that resettle and aid illegal immigrants so far. But, you know, Secretary Mayorkas told reporters earlier this month that FEMA does not have adequate funds to manage disaster relief, which is what they're supposed to be there for. FEMA was intended to do this on a national basis. It's never lived up to its mandate, and I would argue that it never will. So what we ought to do is take all that money that FEMA wastes, essentially, that we now see also that they're using for housing legal migrants and things like that. We ought to just block grant all that money back to the states. And absolutely, because we see that the only true help that these folks are getting are from private citizens and the work of the local governments there. So that is absolutely right. But they're thinking, and this is another thing that's been being talked about, that the aggressive talking about how horrible and the climate change, you know, that has caused these hurricanes. It's all to declare what? Another emergency. So we had the COVID emergency, which allowed them to grab onto powers. Now they're like, well, you know, maybe people aren't ready for another pandemic emergency because of all the lies that we're exposed to now. So maybe we could go this another route and make a climate emergency. And as this article from Liberty Daily breaks down, national climate emergency would give Biden 130 wartime-like powers. These people are desperate. They are trying to grasp at anything to control us and also to influence this election that they're losing the grip of. And so I wouldn't doubt it that they're going to try and move forward with some kind of a climate emergency, giving them these extra powers and maybe rationalizing other opportunities to perhaps mandate mail-ins, who knows, because we can't be using gas at this time. We're going to need it for this crisis. Never let a crisis go to waste. Essentially allows the administration to avoid the checks and balances built into our country's legislative branch and can even give president access to funds from the Treasury to deal with the so-called emergency. So, again, that's an article from the Liberty Daily that breaks down last-minute power grab. We don't know if we can pull off another pandemic emergency, so let's try a climate emergency. So, again, the question is, where is FEMA? What is the point of FEMA? Here's a quick video that exemplifies, you know, what we're looking at, video three. No FEMA anywhere in sight. These are all just private citizens trying to help with the address all of the destruction that they're seeing. You know, they are trying, like I said, to push this climate change. DeSantis does an excellent job at pushing back on that narrative. If you haven't seen it yet, this is an excellent take from DeSantis, who knows all too well the path they're trying to lead him down. And so watch how he handles it.
Speaking of history, sir, how many storms formed as rapidly as they have between Helena and Milton?
Oh, I mean, I think most people remember 2004, right? Where we had seemed like you had them every other week in 2004. Then there's also time period, you know, we had from 2006 to 16, we had no hurricanes at all in Florida. There's also been times where we had a lot. The 1940s, we were getting hit a lot. You know, now more recently, we've had a spate of more. So that's just kind of the nature of it. But this really does. It has a lot of similarities to 2004 in terms of the season.
There you go. You know, it's crazy. We've always had some changes in our climate. Fancy that. So we did get a few other phone calls in. I'll go to them now. We were talking about an aggressive law enforcement response to some of our fellow InfoWarriors that were sounding the alarm in their own city about some malfeasance going on. And we have JD from Indiana on the line who said he was threatened by a sheriff concerning the Tina Peters case. So, JD, what's going on with that? Tell me.
How's your day going? So I started out, I turned into the show and I heard this case about a woman who was bringing light to election fraud out in Arizona and how this judge called her privileged and all of this nonsense. And, it just stirred me and made me so angry. You know, like, God, put it on me to call out there and tell them that they were wrong. And I did. So last night I'm working in my basement and I get a call and I ignored it. And so I get back to it because I'm doing concrete. And the next, I call it back, and it's the sheriff out in Colorado, and he's trying to tell me that out in Colorado, they have different speech laws, how I'm not allowed to, and I said, I did nothing violent. I called for no violence. I said, so he goes, but we have different speech laws. And at that time, I get angry and irate because I'm like, you're calling me. You're violating my rights to call me, to tell me I don't have the right to call a public official and tell him that he's wrong for putting a woman in jail who asked a question and who followed the information that she was given to show that there was election fraud, and you put her in jail and you wanted to lecture her about her privilege? People like that are the reason why people that come from the projects like me get out of the projects, because they're good people.
Yeah.
And people like that, Judge, are people that keep people like me where we're supposed to be, just like the caller called about his town. That's everywhere. I got put in jail for 3 days for asking a medical question, because in this town, our judges are corrupt. We have a judge named Judge McCord here in this town who will put anybody, if they're disabled, he puts them in jail. We have police officers that sit around and say, oh, we'll just make up the rules. They are what you say they are. That's happening everywhere, and lawyers don't care. They will not stand up for you, and they will not help you or represent you at all. The only thing that we have is to peacefully resist and stand up, and every single time they tell us something, run our mouths to them, just like that. Last night I called back to that judge's office, and I told him once again, peacefully, that he's a piece of crap and that they're all commies.
That's
right. You're terrible. You don't scare me. Your judge doesn't scare me, or your sheriff doesn't scare me. He has no power over
me. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Jason, let me just interject, because in case people didn't see, this judge was so sickening. If you have not seen the clip of him sentencing Tina Peters, please watch, because I think it's important to see what she endured. She was brave. She stood up for all of us. She stood up for election integrity.
Yes,
she followed her oath to protect the sanctity of the elections, and she has the evidence that they won't allow people to see that there was funny business that happened. But in this sentencing, this woke judge said, because we don't have two tiers of justice, we have no justice at all, he said that he has drug addicts stand before him, he has alcoholics stand before him, and you know, people that have an extensive criminal history. And you know, he understands that she's a Gold Star mom, and he understands that she recently lost her husband on top of that. But she, because she's not a drug addict, because she doesn't have alcoholism, she's privileged. Or in other words, because you're white, you're privileged. And so therefore, that's why I'm going to sentence you to 9 years. It's so maddening, and we cannot forget about Tina Peters. And thank you, JD, for being brave enough to call this judge and tell him what a piece of you know what he is. You know, make sure you're protected, though, because they will find any opportunity to come grab you on, because we have no justice. So just be careful, JD.
Well, if they would have done that, they would have done that years ago, because I've been doing this for like 3 years. I don't care. I don't go on Facebook. I don't go on Twitter. I go directly to them. I call their lines and I run my mouth. And if I have an opportunity to get in their face, I do.
Yeah.
And that's what we all have to do.
Yeah. You're right. You know, you're right. We all have to step it up. JD, thank you for your phone call. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Hopefully
it inspires some other folks. I want to take one more call at least before I go, because all these calls are coming in. I wanted and put out there that I want to hear from you about what woke you up. Your thanks to Alex. Let's go to Sean in California.
Good morning, Crystal Lee. How am I coming in?
You're coming in great, Sean. Good morning.
Excellent. And sorry to hit you with back-to-back calls, but the topic, you know, I just couldn't resist. For me, it's kind of a similar situation. I'm not much younger than Alex, only a few years. Us Gen Xers, when we go to church, our elders around the campfires at church outings for the young men, they would talk about these issues, you know, the veterans from the Vietnam War, or Korea War, World War II. And then later on, as a Marine reservist in my boot camp, you know, you get the lessons from your chaplains and senior drill instructors. In my case, mine served in Desert Storm, Desert Shield. So the red pills for me were coming along. And for me, it's just every, you know, incident just calls out that I got to get more involved and get things, you know, get more active. 9/11 was kind of where I first started putting up Iraq war flyers, because Iraq was not Afghanistan. And so I knew that right there was, I already knew it was a false flag, thanks to Alex's work and Will Cooper and other people. But, you know, that they were diverting it to Iraq, you know, as in the PNAC document, it was like, you know what? People got to know. And so, you know, you pass out flyers, you do what you can. And then Sandy Hook, which I saw them as they're going to use that as a gun grab, because remember, Barack Obama told Putin he'd have more leverage in his second term, and Sandy Hook occurred after Barack got reelected.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big thing. And, you know, it's gone on and on. And, you know, the thing is, all the great callers have been calling in with different issues. And if we got time for it, I want to touch on that. But the thing I'm seeing that's concerning me is that I do during my work when I have downtime just to kill some time. If I'm not reading a book, I'll do some surveys on the internet, you know, get some points for gift cards and things. I'm noticing the current political surveys I'm doing, they'll ask my opinions about different Democrats, big names, from Newsom to Schiff to Kamala Harris to Joe Biden, if I approve of their job, da-da-da. And naturally, I don't. But I notice in these surveys, they'll ask about Hillary Clinton twice, early and then at the end of it, what I think of her performance.
Interesting.
And that's kind of weird for these paid surveys. And these are connected to like Parker Brothers Monopoly games, Scrabble, Hasbro, you know, Marvel Comics, stuff like that, pop culture stuff. So, you know, there's legit money in them. They're trying to seed the something for Hillary, you know, and it doesn't set right with me because almost all the players from the Clinton era are there in D.C. right now, except, quote unquote, Hillary. You know, the Clintons are kind of behind the scenes. So I don't know if they're going to do something crazy, you know, with the rest of October ahead of us, but I'd keep an eye on the Clintons, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we always have to keep an eye on the Clintons. They have such a record of killing everybody around them. But thank you, Sean, for sharing your call. Appreciate it. And want to remind you folks that I'm going to try and take as many calls as I can just to hear from folks like I did this morning with my mother about the impact Alex has made on their life and waking them up and getting involved and having critical thinking and just how that's had a ripple effect on so many things and so many lives. And so feel free to call throughout the show to share your story. As I said, you know, I am so grateful for InfoWars and for the crew. And, you know, I'm from Ohio. I'm an Ohio Midwestern girl that moved out to Texas. And this is the family I ended up with. I don't have any other family here. So I really appreciate you as the callers and the crew here and the opportunity to speak truth and be authentic and all of that. So it helped me. It was the push I needed to get out of the regime media propaganda puppet machine that I was part of for so many years and I thought was what I wanted. But obviously that didn't turn out well. So what we have coming up is Kathy Barnett, who recently discovered how much she thinks Alex Jones is great. She didn't know. She was told he was awful person, kind of fed into that lie. But Kathy Barnett is the former senior advisor to the election campaign of Vivek Ramaswamy. She ran in Pennsylvania against Dr. Oz. So might want to get her thoughts on that. And has an incredible story of being born in an unlikely situation, product of a rape, but rose above to be a force to be reckoned with in the conservative movement, breaking all narratives, going the counter narrative queen is Kathy Barnett, and she's going to get to join us just after this.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee.
Welcome back in. Christy Lee here. I'm so honored to be sitting in this chair. Never know when it's going to be the last time I get to do so. As you heard over the break, we do need your support to hopefully continue. Alex can continue something. We don't know what that's going to look like, but continue to pray for him, number one. But also, in the meantime, you can go to the AlexJonesStore.com, AlexJonesStore.com. You can shop for the products, the apparel. You can even win a 2024 Dodge Ram. That's insane. Giveaway worth over $100,000 when you're shopping at the AlexJonesStore.com. Obviously, you're supporting free speech and the InfoWar, and we're hoping for the best. Our hope is that we can continue with the message of truth and awakening of so many. And my guest, this is a shorter segment, of course, but I want to bring her in right away. Kathy Barnett is just a wonderful human being. She's the author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. She has done so much and doesn't give herself enough credit. A national grassroots director, senior advisor to Vivek Ramaswamy, ran against Dr. Oz. So much. She has an incredible podcast that has really influenced me lately. She's a veteran. My gosh, I could go on and on. Kathy, this is a shorter segment, and then we'll bring you back. But I played the clip of you with Alex earlier in the show to kind of preview you coming on. And it was funny because as you previewed that clip that you shared, you said that he was talking to Tucker and saying something about spider goats. And this is something that would have turned you off before. Like, this is why I can't get on board with this guy. He's crazy. But you looked it up right away. Just go ahead and tell your story.
Yeah. You know, I think Alex felt my energy from the side of the stage when he says spider goat. And I'm like, what? This is the reason why no one takes conservatives seriously. I think he felt some of that energy and he looked and said, look it up. And I did. I Googled it right then and there. And oh my goodness, spider goats are real. And it just went to, you know, just to further cement what my thinking is that, you know, I wasn't a listener of InfoWars for a very long time. I don't follow Alex Jones. And yet I had apparently a very cemented idea of who this man is without knowing really anything about him or whether or not what he has been talking about was true or not. And it just really began to rub me raw that I am told as a society not to like this man and really have no real reason why. I don't know why I'm not supposed to like him. And then you start listening, you start actually looking up the things that he's saying, and there's a tremendous amount of truth. And it goes to the culture in which we're living in right now, that if they don't want you to hear what someone is saying, then they begin to malign them, use ad hominems, begin to drag them or try to deplatform them and destroy them. And it's those very people that we need to be listening to most times.
And, I mean, Alex has a gift for the way that he presents his information. But to that end, I got to mention that, you know, he is known for his saying that they're turning the frogs gay. And, yes, that might sound ridiculous, and that might turn off somebody like you that, you know, like, what? What is he talking about? But I do need to point out that he was vindicated. A guest on Joe Rogan said atrazine converts testosterone to estrogen. And so basically this is what was happening. And so he chose to phrase it as turning the frogs gay, but that, I mean, it was turning the frogs from male to female, essentially. And this is a very real process when they pollute the water with atrazine. And so that was another thing that he was vindicated on. So people just got to actually, you know, kind of decode the sensationalism of what he's saying. But the ultimate thing is, it is the truth. All right, like I said, this segment was shorter. Thank you for sharing humbly your original first impression and how you were converted. We're talking a bit about that today. But we have so much to share. You have such an incredible story, such an incredible woman, and looking forward to talking to you about your book and everything that you're doing now. So we're going to have more with Kathy Barnett after this quick break. In the meantime, go to the alexjonesstore.com, alexjonesstore.com, so that I have opportunities to do more like this. Thanks.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The American Journal. We have a very special guest with us, Kathy Barnett. She is the former senior advisor to the Vivek Ramaswamy presidential campaign. She's ran for Senate. She's an author, a veteran, a former adjunct professor of corporate finance, homeschooling mama bear, 2022 Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, like I said, in Pennsylvania. So many directions we're going to be able to take this interview. So God lead the way with what you want us to talk about, first of all. But, you know, Kathy, you are not supposed to have been able to achieve so much according to the Democrat narrative. Like, you didn't have the privilege that, say, someone like I have because of the color of my skin, because we judge people by the color of their skin now. So, but you know, how were you able to do all of that with, you know, with the odds stacked against you in today's society?
Yeah, I think it was Walter Williams who said, or Thomas Sowell, I can't remember, you know, both of them are just amazing, wise sages of our culture today. But it was one of them who said, I am so glad I got the bulk of my education done before white liberals thought it was popular to help black people. And I think about that all the time, is that, you know, I grew up very impoverished. I grew up on a pig farm in southern Alabama, a little one-stop sign town. I grew up in a home with no insulation, no running water, outhouse in the back, well on the side. I mean, we were so poor, we couldn't afford the other O. We were just po. But yet, even in that environment, I had a wonderful childhood, as I remember it, very impoverished. But as a kid, you don't know that. I was loved. I was provided for. I saw my family wake up early, go to bed late, trying to provide not just for their own family, but for those within our community. And so that's how I grew up. No one ever looked at me, called me a victim. I don't recall ever being called a victim. I don't ever recall being told, Kathy, you're black, you're a woman, you're poor. Or hang it up. Instead, I grew up feeling like I had a major role to play in the outcome of my life. And as a result, I went on to, as you mentioned, spent 10 years in the military, accepted into officer candidate school, the first in my family to graduate from college, and on and on and on. But the process, it's not rocket science, what you need to do in order to pull yourself out of dire poverty. You just have to, one, not have the chains wrapped around young people's mind as it is today, that somehow they are a victim. Two, that somehow they can't achieve. They have to wait for someone else to provide them the ladder, that they have to wait for someone else's benevolence to pull them out of dire poverty, versus recognizing that with all of our flaws here in this country, there is no one running a close second. And this is the greatest nation if you want to aspire and be something different and more.
And that's why I jokingly called you the counter narrative queen, because to that end, this is also airing on my show, Counter Narrative, on Patriot.tv, which is led by the General Michael Flynn. So we're doing a double whammy here. We're on InfoWars and we're on Patriot.tv, by the way. Yeah. But yes, you are counter to the narrative of really suppression from the left. And if people want to learn more about your story, I encourage them to get your book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. You know, one of the other amazing things about your story, Kathy, is your emotional sharing of your start. You know, the abortion topic is heavy right now. There's a whole sect of Christians who say, oh, Trump's policies are not conservative enough. And I mean, they're right, but I want to get your take on that. But just to share the background on that, it's my understanding that you are actually the product of a rape. And so, you know, those are one of those exceptions always. The pushback, you know, oh, well, what if somebody's raped, you know, so by that standard, you shouldn't even exist, right?
Very true. You know, I have never glorified how I was conceived. My mother was very young when she was raped, and I'm very grateful. I don't glorify how I was conceived, but I am very grateful that the adults in the room saw value in my life. And as I said earlier, I grew up feeling loved. I didn't grow up feeling any other kind of way. And I'm very grateful for that, because from me, I believe I am a good citizen, in this country. But even more importantly, my husband and I have been able to create an amazing family unit from which we are raising two young kids, 18 and 15 years old. And they are amazing. And I believe our nation is going to be all the better for them. And yes, this is a conversation. I'm grateful that we're having this conversation in our nation. Unfortunately, our side, the Republican side, the more conservative side, don't have an effective message. We have the best message, but we're not providing a counterpoint to what Democrats are saying. The last time I looked, for every 1,000 black babies who are born, 477 are murdered in their mother's womb. That's a 32% kill rate, making lynching has nothing on Planned Parenthood. So as much as Democrats talk about racism and all of those other adjectives, truly, between the welfare state and Planned Parenthood, they have done to the black community what slavery, what Jim Crow law, what frankly racism could have never done. And that is absolutely destroy the black community. And so I'm grateful that, that I am here. I have no apologies for whatsoever. And I earnestly believe that if sharing my story could save one life, then why would I not do it? And that was the impetus that got me started in sharing my own story.
And I don't know how you feel, Kathy, about Trump and his approach to abortion, which has gotten wishy-washy, you could say, and not to people's liking. I guess my perception is that there's some hope there, that he can be influenced. He's shown us that he's willing to bring in some people that look at things and have different priorities than he does, like with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others. And so that gives me hope that he would be willing to be influenced or listen on the other side. There's also the argument that, you know, Abraham Lincoln, I'm sure you know, has gotten some criticism for not coming down enough to abolish slavery fast enough, but he was kind of playing a game. He had to appeal to the South to move in that direction, and then eventually we got, you know, more of where we needed to be, and you could say that Trump is maybe doing something like that. So what is your thought? Because, again, we just established that, you know, you're an exception that he would advocate, like, okay, well, in a case like yours, then abortion should be fine. So where are you standing on that end?
Yeah. Allow me to just say for a moment, that's part of the problem with the Republican / conservative party and movement is that we do analysis paralysis. We analyze and pick apart every single thing that someone does, that we never actually move and affect real change in the culture. That's not my opinion. Look, from 2016 on, I just start with 2016, we have essentially lost everything that really matters, that we're supposed to be conserving. We're actually conserving nothing within the conservative movement. A large part of that is because we have this tendency to just analyze until we're paralyzed and essentially don't do anything but nitpick one another together. Listen, I have never looked at Donald Trump as Jesus Christ. He is not. He is like all of us. He is a tool in the hand of God to affect some sort of change. I do not expect him to be perfect, but I believe he has done what we asked him to do in his first term. And now I'm not looking to him to wave a wand and to make all of our problems go away. This is our responsibility as a conservative movement. I am simply praying and fasting that God gives us a reprieve, that he does not give us Kamala Harris, who I believe in large part we deserve a Kamala Harris, but I am praying that God does not give us that, but instead would allow Donald Trump to take office. And if he should take office, if God should give us that kind of grace, I believe it's our job as people, as foot soldiers on the ground, to get busy and affecting the kind of change that we want in our country and not sit around like we did in 2016 to 2020, waiting for Donald Trump to solve all of our problems. He's not Jesus. We all have a role to play, and I am hopeful that we figure that out and get busy playing that role.
Yeah, and I love that you have a biblical perspective and acknowledge Christ in all of your perspectives, as we should. And I want to encourage people to check out the Kathy Barnett podcast. You can listen wherever podcasts are heard. Just quick plug on that, because it's been a blessing to me. You know, Kathy, we have talked about just the wild ride all of this has put people like you and I, and you've been at this a lot longer than me, so I feel like I shouldn't even put myself at your level in any degree.
Stop it.
But you know, it's been a wild ride, and there's been moments where we felt valued, and there's been moments where we're like, is anything I'm even doing valuable? And I think that really touched me when you talked about that and were humble enough to admit that, like, I don't know what I'm doing now, because I think a lot of people find that way. The evil is so big and so strong that a lot of us are like, what can I do? Am I bringing value to this spiritual warfare? You know, and so just what would you say to other people and talk about that struggle? Because it was a blessing to me when you shared.
Yeah, listen, we all have struggles. I think one of the things I realized running my own 2022 senatorial campaign here in Pennsylvania, where we travel the state of Pennsylvania 1,500 miles every single week. We were almost doing door-to-door knocking on every door throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And then it was solidified as the National Grassroots Director for the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign. And now I'm traveling across the nation talking to people. Oppression is real. Apathy is real. People feel as though they're under a tremendous amount of weight. And I know that the Kamala Harris campaign is talking about joy is all around us and running a campaign of joy. I'm not seeing that joy. manifest itself on the ground in people's lives. We are surrounded with wars, more rumors of wars, Bangladesh, Iran, Ukraine, and Venezuela right here in our own southern border being, I mean, like that is a form of warfare as well as fentanyl. We're looking at the inflation and the cost of just buying basic groceries for our family. There is a tremendous amount, and people feel a tremendous amount of despair. And sometimes it just feels like, well, what can I do? What does it matter? What does my vote? What does my single vote matter? What does my single opinion matter? And it does matter. And that is one of the things that I've tried to live out in my own life of trying to inspire people, show people what it looks like to have courage. This is not an industry that I should, that I was brought into, but I simply looked around and said, what more can I do? And then as you begin to allow that to be your mission statement, wake up each day, focus on today, not about the anxieties of tomorrow or the sorrows of the past, but what am I? What is in my sphere of influence to affect change on today, and then get busy about doing that today? This morning I woke up and it was all about Iran and how essentially the United States has almost single-handedly funded Iran's ability to be a mass distributor of chaos around the world. Iran would never have had the resources that they have had to give to Hezbollah, Hamas, the Sudanese, and so many others, if it wasn't for what the Biden administration did in lifting those sanctions and waivers and having a very permissive U.S. foreign policy stance, not just to Iran, but to all of the evil of axes that we're contending with today. You can do that too. You can find out what's going on in the world around you and get busy doing that.
And what is that like, you know, as someone that served their country? You're a veteran, Kathy, and you have seen how not just the Biden administration, but the continuation of this warmongering approach that always seems to reward war. I mean, but Biden, especially disastrous in funding of Iran, as you say, leaving weapons of war behind worth, you know, thousand million, whatever. It's like anytime I talk about money now, it's like Monopoly, like whether I say thousand million, trillion, billions, I can't even keep track anymore. But, you know, what has it been like as a veteran to watch that? And, you know, there, many are saying that they really firmly believe we are right on the verge of World War III. Would you agree?
I think we're in the midst of World War III. I talk and text routinely with General Flynn. And I remember one of our last conversations, I called him and I was like, I think we're in World War III right now. And we just, no one's just talking about it. Think about it. I mean, like, what's a world war? We have Russia, Ukraine. We have what started off between Hamas and Israel has now quickly turned into Hezbollah and Israel, as well as Iran and Israel. Now you have Erdogan and Turkey saying, I think I'm going to get involved. You have Bangladesh, the Islamification of Bangladesh right now after they kicked out their leader, Sheikh Hassini. You have China. We thought it was just Taiwan they were trying to take over, but no, now we see it's Japan as well as the Philippines. Now we have the Rocket Man poking his head back up on the scene. Look at what's going on in Southern Africa right now. We are in the midst of World War III. We're just not talking about it because the Democrat Party and mainstream media just want us to think that the greatest existential threat we have is women not being able to murder their own children. That is not the most pressing issue that we have right now. I didn't even talk about South America with what's going on in Venezuela right now. So we have a lot of problems, very real problems. And as someone who spent 10 years in the military, I love my country. I was very proud to serve my country. But right now, we have a 25% recruitment deficit. You're looking at all of these wars all around us. You have to think where are they going to find the able-bodied young men to go and fight these wars? My son just turned 18 and just signed up for selective service, I believe it's called. And, you know, and so I'm thinking not only as someone who, you know, have a vested interest in seeing America thrive, but I'm thinking from a perspective of a mom who has an 18-year-old son. And what will that mean? We have a 25% deficit. We have wars all around us. And I believe that, you know, I mean, truly people pray, fast, and seek God. I mean, as someone who, you know, I'm very heavily involved in the world of politics, was right there with Vivek and introducing him on the world stage. And so I've done that part. I continue to do that part. And yet I am here to tell you our solution is not in these individuals. Our solution is truly in Christ. And I believe that we need to really be very mindful and prayerful, because I believe as we approach between now and November, when you listen to Lindsey Graham, don't like him that much, but you know what he's saying, as well as Tim. You know, and many others, they are telling us that the number of terrorists in our country is at an unprecedented level, and that they are concerned that something could happen, that another 9/11-like event, those are not my words, those are our representatives' words, that another 9/11-like event could happen that is very imminent. You know, so these things are very real, and I believe as we approach between now and November and that election, and it, as world leaders feel like Donald Trump, the wind is underneath his wings. I mean, I'm just very unnerved by how weak we are as American people individually, but also our leadership right now with this very permissive U.S. foreign policy. We are in very precarious times. No one's talking about it, but it is real.
Yeah, it is very real. And again, bringing it back to the fact that you ran for, as the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, I wanted, you know, Pennsylvania is really on the map because obviously, the assassination attempt that happened there in Pennsylvania. And, it just seems to be going back and forth about which direction it's going to take, Kamala or Donald Trump. And there have been a lot of strides I would attribute to, frankly, people like Scott Pressler, who have been trying to really ramp up efforts to register. But I am concerned about efforts against cheating, if that they haven't been enough, because as I recall, Pennsylvania was one that didn't even follow its own rules as far as the election process went, particularly with its handling of the mail-in ballots. So what's your sense as someone that ran as a representative for Pennsylvania? What's your sense of what's happening in Pennsylvania?
I know there's so many places I can start off with that, with your question. One, what is my sense? Absolutely nothing has been done to correct what we endured during 2020. In fact, in my own county, Montgomery County, which is the third densely populated county, the second wealthiest county in the state of Pennsylvania, we just added 13 additional drop boxes that would be open 24 hours, 7 days a week with no chain of custody, no, it won't be locked. Like I said, open 24 hours, 7 days a week, no cameras, no nothing, right? And so I believe Donald Trump around across the nation is going to win this election, but whether or not it's recorded as a win is something that I am very thoughtful and unnerved about. And yes, registering people, it's a good activity to do when you're not really, you know, if you're just wanting to be busy about doing something. But, you know, I heard someone say, when I see people trying to register folks, I run in the opposite direction. You're in a general election. That should not be the bulk of our effort. We have very real problems, like I said before. And when we're just putting spotlights on, oh, we're registering people in a general election, where you can vote, it doesn't matter what your affiliation is, Democrat or Republican, but whether or not that vote is actually going to count, whether or not people will have the ability to put more ballots into the box than they should, whether or not people are going to be able to vote, as you alluded to in 2020, the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court extended voting by three additional days, and did not adhere to the rules of the Pennsylvania legislators? Are we going to see that again? So we have very real problems. Unfortunately, again, the Republican Party is focused on, you know, many of the wrong things. Registering people to vote should not be the primary focus. The primary focus should always be how do we secure the vote
that we're going to get. Really, because I have to wrap things up with you now, Kathy, sorry. Ultimately pray. You and I are both in agreement that just pray. Obviously fight for these things, secure what you can, do what you can, but ultimately it's going to take God, and God's going to get all the glory because the GOP has been such a failure. But Kathy Barnett, follow her on X, please download her podcast, the Kathy Barnett Podcast. Get her book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. Support Kathy. She's a wonderful Christian influencer in this crazy game. And to that end, we have another person coming on next. Don't miss it. Author AJ Rice.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch live right now at band.video.
Christy Lee in today. Happy to be here, and we have a great show for you. I promise I'm going to get back to your phone calls. I know that I appealed for them, and I will get to you. I see them. We love you, and I'm coming to you soon, okay? But first, we got to talk to my next guest, AJ Rice, president and CEO of Publius PR, author of the White Privilege album, and so much more. I've had the pleasure of working with AJ as far as lining up guests. He has represented people like Lori Ingram, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Donald Trump Jr., Monica Crawley. The list goes on and on. So many people. And I'm very excited to talk to AJ today. AJ, thank you for coming on with me. We're also broadcasting on Patriot.tv. This is the counter narrative as well. So we're doing a double whammy, InfoWars and Patriot.tv, led by the great General Michael Flynn. And so again, thank you, AJ, for joining me today.
No, great to be here. You guys are patriots. Let's get after it.
Yes. I got your books, and this might be shocking to you, but I did not have a chance to read them since I just got them. But I was browsing through them. And one thing that is my first impression in looking through these books and getting a taste of them is, you know, your gift of humor. Because in times like these, we need to be able to find some humor in it. And so thank you for being so witty as to integrate humor in the crazy times that we're living in. You know, how important is that to you?
No, 100%. I mean, I had some good mentors, Laura Ingram, Andrew Breitbart. I grew up listening to Limbaugh, you know, who used to say that, you know, our job and his job. And I think conservatism, populism, people that love their country, you know, if attacking you, if they're attacking the foundations of the country, if they're attacking the Bill of Rights or they're attacking the scientific method or whatever it is that the cultural Marxists are always after, our job is to, you know, use absurdity to illustrate truth, use irreverent humor to illustrate truth. Now, you know, I'm a millennial, so, you know, I'm, you know, I can get a little more hardcore than sort of your G-rated comedy. I'm a bit of a Philly wise ass. So, and I think that comes across in both books. And I mean, it's why I, you know, do my best to, you know, deride the hell out of the cultural Marxists. I mean, it's why the job of most comedians, anyone that wants to sort of traffic in humor, is to be sort of the first recorded view of history. So to, and quite frankly, the left, you know, they, and whether it's rock stars or comedians or film, even journalism, you know, they used to be sort of the sort of referees on the company men, right? The referees on the deep state, the referees on the powers that be, but no longer. I mean, a lot of these actors and comedians, a lot of them have wrapped their arms around the Pentagon. They've wrapped their arms around the pharmaceutical companies. This is why you see, you know, alternative media like this show grow. It's why you see someone like Gutfeld sort of crushing the Jimmys and the Stevens on late night, because they're all sort of monochromatic in the same jokes from the same song sheet, right? So, and it's lazy comedy. It's lazy entertainment, because that's really what this is. This is an entertainment medium. Yes, you want to be informative, absolutely. But at the same time, and look, I run Publius PR. A lot of my clients end up on shows like this, and I tell them, look, it's not just an interview; it's also a performance, right? You need to make you need we need to be better especially in the alternative media, we can't phone it in. We all have to be Jackie Robinson. We all have to be Muhammad Ali. So we have to constantly be the best because we're outnumbered, right? We're outnumbered in you know, censorship. We get deplatformed. We get demonetized. We get shadow banned. So, you know, you need to bring the heat. If you're going to take it to the left, you have to bring the heat. And look, I try to do that. Some of it's gallows humor. So I figured, Christy, you know, if you and I are going to end up in the gulag, we might as well have some fun on our way there.
Yeah, you have to. You have to just stay sane, quite frankly. And you are arguably the GOAT of PR with working with so many big names, getting them on so many shows and coaching them, as you said. And so to that end, you know, you end up, this is my perception, you end up in the background because your focus is pushing all these other people forward. So I want to give you an opportunity and us an opportunity to hear more about you, how you ended up, how did you end up here? How did you end up working in this area, writing these books? I mean, you're a young guy. What's your backstory?
Well, first of all, one thing, look, I grew up playing sports, Philadelphia, you know, Catholic League sports. And I will tell you, I've worked with some tough cookies, right? I was the longest serving executive producer of the Laura Ingraham Show. I was with Monica Crowley for years. I worked for Beck. I worked for John Solomon at the Washington Times. No one wants a coach who didn't play the game or doesn't play the game. So in order to sort of separate myself from a lot of your sort of boring, uptight, DC-based PR people, PR firms, people with their goofy communications degree. I don't have a communications degree. I'm not even supposed to be here today, quite frankly. I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit where I've sort of built my next thing off of my last thing.
Okay.
So, you know, when it comes to sort of my background, I worked on the Hill for a short period of time, and then Ingraham hired me to be basically an associate producer. And within 9 months, I became her executive producer, and we got the show to 350 stations. This was her radio show. So this was before the Fox TV show. And, you know, she's still a mentor. Monica's still a mentor. You know, my mom was a tough cookie. She was a medical doctor. So I work with Judge Jeanine, Naomi Wolf, a lot of strong women, right? And they all know how to, you know, stick their high heel up my ass. So, you know, you need it sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So look, I like to consider the PR firm and Publius PR the center of what I call the MAGA cinematic universe. Very few PR firms can say that they've worked with RFK Jr. and Donald Trump Jr. at the same time, but we do. We work with Vivek. You know, we work with all the all the anti-wokeism forces. And a lot of PR firms have run. They've run away. They've run from this era. Because when the OG came down the golden escalator, things changed. Now, I am in Swamp Central. I'm in my subterranean, you know, homesick alien you know, headquarters here. But I will tell you, a lot of PR firms threw in with Never Trumpers. They threw in with the establishment. They're company men, you know, just like the media. They don't want anyone to rock the boat. So this is why people go after InfoWars. This is why people go after Steve Bannon. It's why people go after, you know, Gutfeld and Ingraham and Judge Jeanine. Why people go after Newsmax and so on. It's because Tucker, and I'll just tell you, there's more sort of venues for different types of alternative voices than ever before. But it is no different. I know InfoWars covers this all the time. Even in the PR field, they're afraid. Book publishing, they're afraid. You know, I work with Alex Jones's publisher. You know, there's places that Alex couldn't go. There's places that won't print the White Privilege album. You know, they're looking at this and they're like, what is that? Oh no, we better call Yoko Ono. I mean, the reality is that we have to create our own spaces, and that's fine. That's fine. Most alternative media people were already entrepreneurs, right? But, you know, let me give you an example. One of the big breaks I had was getting Judge Jeanine's book. And one of the reasons I was able to get it is because, quite frankly, there were conflicts. Because some of the PR firms that were going to help her had thrown in with Jim Comey.
Mm-hmm.
They had thrown in with the McCabes and the Comeys and the deep state characters. So they, I mean, look, now I'm sure they made tons of money. That's fine. But there's more to this than that. So I have set Publius PR up as an alternative place where, you know, for the look, I'm not a purity test guy. I don't think, throughout history, purity tests have worked real well. But who do you want to roll with? You want to roll with Elon and Tulsi and Naomi Wolf and RFK Jr.? Most of three out of those four people we represent in some capacity. Or do you want to roll with Dick Cheney and Dick Cheney and Drag, Dick Cheney's daughter, and the heroes that were captured and the heroes that weren't captured, the McCain family and the Linguini Spine Romney family? And I mean, the fact that Kamala Harris go on TV and say, I stand here proudly with the Cheneys as the endorsement from the Cheneys. I mean, it's insane, but that's where we are. So there's a large group of people, different people in the battleship against totalitarianism in the culture, in sports, in your food, in the media. And it's different. I mean, you got Ron Paul people and Alex Jones people and some Bernie Sanders people, RFK and Trump, and DeSantis, we're all fighting the same battle. And that's good because I think we're in the majority.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to that end, I mean, since we're on the topic of your work and public relations, I'm going to test you on your public relations skills and your commitment to being a good little boy as a PR representative. And I want to ask you this because, in working with bigger and bigger names, I have been really surprised about how people are, how different people are or can be when they're not on camera, and when you're working with them on a personal basis. And my takeaway has been some of the people that I expected to be the most gracious were the least gracious, and some of the people I expected to be like, oh gosh, this is a huge name, like they're never going to be like necessarily easy to work with or nice to me, have blown me away in how like gracious and patient and just what amazing people they are. So I don't expect you to name names, of course, but I was wondering if you had any takeaways in general, like I have laid out, of just what it is like working with some bigger names.
Sure. I mean, look, you know, if you're going to be in this business, you got to have a healthy ego, which is why a lot of people come to Publius PR, is that because we are the clearinghouse for some of the biggest egos in the media, for sure. And you can't have someone at the top, me, without one myself, right? So you know, you need to be an ass kicker. I think, and look, there's different types of killers out there. Some do it with a smile and are very gracious. You know, some, you know, are exactly what you get. I mean, they are who they are because they've eaten their way there. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that the people that are the best, and I've tried to do this with Publius PR, are the people that don't try to cut corners and parachute to the top of the mountain and then ski down. The people that build the mountain, climb it, and then ski down to reward themselves, those people are rock solid. You don't see a lot of phoniness, people flying apart, like hitting them with a leaf blower and they fall because they're such phonies, they fly apart for sure. I think, you know, when you do the marathon, not the sprint, right? And you dig ditches. And it doesn't matter whether you're in front of the camera or mic or behind it. Those people end up being the most solid. Really. I can definitely say that for sure.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about your book, The White Privilege Album. How did you come up with this idea? For folks that are curious about this, it's broken down into chapters that coincide with months. Let me see if I can pull the camera up here. It's months. So you have January privilege, February privilege, March privilege, April privilege, and you broke it down that way as far as chapter goes. Tell me about the concept behind this book and why you chose to break it down that way.
Well, look, it's the 12 months of privilege. And instead of a table of contents, we've got track listings. Look, an album can be a collection of pictures, a collection of songs, or a collection of essays. So I organized the book, you know, chapter one is January, chapter 12 is December, through an entire calendar month of cultural Marxists trying to basically attack three things: Western civilization, the middle class, and the nuclear family. Our holidays, our traditions, and, you know, I poke fun along the way. I make fun of, you know, we have some fun with the pilgrims and Columbus Day, which is coming up, you know, and I know that Elizabeth Warren will be donning her headdress. She'll be doing, she'll be out there dressed like the Land O'Lakes Indian, which has been removed. So you got to have some fun. You got to poke some fun at these people. I try to set my, I'm from the sort of, short attention span theater generation, right? So I'm a geriatric millennial, and you know, you can jump around. You can go right to October and read about Columbus Day and Halloween, or you can start at the beginning. I laid it out like this because it was a fun way to sort of show each month how, you know, cultural Marxists try to divide us along racial lines, along gender lines, and use identity politics and cancel culture and political correctness to try to control our language, try to control our behavior, and try to control our, you know, in some cases, our diet and what we put in our bodies. So you have to expose this, because if everything is racist, then nothing is. So I decided to basically go through all the things that the left thinks are racist and take shots, obviously, at the humanities departments of America, which a lot of this garbage comes out of. And then it gets picked up by big tech and, you know, Hollywood and the mainstream media and the Democrat Party. So, you know, I mean, the subtitle of the book is Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. So a big shout out to all the very fine people that I know are in this audience. It's filled with the very fine people. But just understand this. The Very Fine People hoax was the foundational lie.
Yeah.
Of the Trump is a racist narrative. You know, I'm not that far from Charlottesville. It's interesting. We all knew that whether you were going to get rid of a statue of Robert E. Lee and his horse, right? That they weren't going to stop there, because as soon as they were done with Lee, they came for Grant, and they came for General Washington and General Jackson and General MacArthur and General Patton and General Pershing, you know? And General Christie Lee, I mean, they come after all, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were never going to stop. They were never going to stop with Civil War people. I mean, there goes Churchill. I mean, they were never going to stop there. They were going to keep going. Because this intifada of cultural Marxism is no different than the Buddhists or the Taliban shooting those RPGs at Buddhist statues. They want to reset our culture. They want Western civilization to go away. And that when I say Western civilization, I'm talking about Greco-Roman, Judeo-Christian civilization. They don't like it. And that's why the economic Marxists took off their jersey, Marxist jersey, so that they could do the long march. There you go. There's the greatest African-American who ever lived right there on the screen. So we talk about the patron saint of fentanyl. He's in the book.
Yep.
Sure. And we try to pull apart some of the race myths. And, you know, and as much as I'm a wise ass and I will trigger the left, there are large sections of the book that do try to bring racial harmony. A lot of it through sports, which used to be and should be, something that brings us all together, where we have this sort of cultural meeting house and everyone sort of puts down their, you know, unless of course the Eagles are playing the Cowboys and then they're going to have a brawl, but, you know, Lakers and Celtics, Red Sox and Yankees. But, you know, it should be something we should all enjoy together without, you know, the termites of cultural Marxism getting inside of it. But they do. But I do say this. I try to showcase some stories. We talk about Jackie Robinson. We talk about Jim Brown, who was a supporter of President Trump there at the end, the famous civil rights icon, right? We do a side-by-side of Colin Kaepernick and Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, and how both of these gentlemen were of mixed race, both adopted, and they handled their fame differently. One became sort of the face of kneeling and anti-Americanism, whereas the other one, and basically threw his white adopted parents, you know, under the bus and backed over them. Whereas the other one, you know, Aaron Judge really has done a lot with his foundation. He doesn't take the bait, even though ESPN wants to suck him into these, you know, black fist in the air nonsense. And look, they tried to do that with Derek Jeter. They're trying to do it with the quarterback of the Chiefs, you know, who's of mixed race and he's married to a white woman, Super Bowl champion, you know, and some of these athletes won't take the bait. So we do try to show stories like with Michael Jordan saying that Republicans wear sneakers too. Look, if you take any auditorium in America and you tell all the kids to raise their hands, stand up, that are wearing Jordan sneakers, it'll look like the United Nations. It'll be the most diverse group you can ever find. And they all think they can fly because they're wearing Mike's shoes. You tell that same auditorium, stand up if you're wearing LeBron's shoes, everyone sits down, and maybe some kooky, blue-haired trans professor in the back that teaches feminist studies or lesbian basket weaving, they'll be the only one wearing LeBron's shoes. Because, and I've said this a million times, if you're going to be the GOAT, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods knows this, and Tom Brady knows this, and Jordan knows this, you have to be the GOAT for everyone. You can't just be the GOAT for the CCP, for the pharmaceutical companies, or MSNBC, or Oprah, or Black Lives Matter. You have to be the GOAT for everyone, and LeBron does not understand that, nor does he care.
Well, he's now wrapped up in the P. Diddy stuff, but that's a whole other subject. Sure. But I only have a few more minutes with you, so I want to ask you this. So you have The Woking Dead, which is volume one. White privilege is listed as volume two. And obviously this white privilege idea is all wrapped up in this woke agenda. And so I want to ask you this. You know, we tend to write off our younger generations, Generation Z now. But, you know, I don't think we give them enough credit. I think the aggressive push of this woke agenda, which encompasses everything that you've been talking about, has become so absurd that it's kind of ticked off like a rebelliousness in even our younger generations, right, making them be like, okay, this is just asinine at this point. Do you feel that way?
Yes. I mean, that's the true insurrection. And the millennials, which is my generation, and then Gen Z, which comes after us, we're, you know, going to try to lead us out of this sort of crazy left-wing woke kaleidoscope of nonsense where you've got Me Too movement, you got the trans mafia, you got Black Lives Matter, Antifa, you know, you send everyone home with COVID, you know, no one gets to interact with each other. I mean, Gen Z in some instances has a hard time being authentically human because of what you're seeing on the screen right there. And they're a little more obsessed with identity than the millennials were. Millennials were more obsessed with purpose, which can be noble, right? Where we're going to switch jobs a bunch of times and we're not going to sort of accept the premise. We're not here for legacy benefits. We may go from working at some corporate job to, you know, backpacking in Machu Picchu and taking people on tours. We're not going to sort of accept the premise that, you know, gets put out there. Some of it's because the older ones, the 80s babies, we remember a time before the internet. You know, we remember a time when pagers were a form of communications, not the ones that explode on Hezbollah, but the original Motorola ones, right? So it is, that's why it's good to try to reach them with books like mine, because I'm trying to use humor and the culture to show the absurdity of some of the stuff that corporations are feeding them. I mean, Budweiser thought it was a good idea to put a tranny in the bathtub with two Bud Light Pounders. And they found out real quick through another cultural icon, Kid Rock. And I call, look, there's been some of these moments, I call them woke Waterloos. And I'll tell you, Kid Rock with the AR-15 and the cases of Bud Light, lighting them up, right? That was it. I mean, Anheuser-Busch jumped on a plane immediately. Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes, exposing all the Weinstein, Epstein, P. Diddy weirdos, right, in the audience. These are cultural moments. Elon Musk becoming red-pilled and flipping. RFK Jr., Tulsi, right? Naomi Wolf. These are moments that are woke Waterloo moments. And I think we're going to continue to have victories like that, right? When Tucker put Alex Jones on his show, you know, which I know Fox News was blocking when he was still at Fox. These are those types of moments where, you know, true creativity escapes Pandora's box and reaches a new audience.
Yes.
And that's what I'm trying to Right. That's what I'm trying to do with the books, and I know that's what you guys do here at InfoWars.
Yes, yes. AJ, so good. We jerk your breath straight up till the end. I'm going to pitch your books a final time when I return from the break, but thank you for joining us. These are amazing books, and you'll hear more about them when after we take this quick break.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch live right now at band.video. Check it out.
Welcome back. AJ was on fire, AJ Rice, before, so I just let him talk to the end, but we didn't really give a fair pitch to his book, so I'm going to do that now. Again, his books are The Woking Dead, and that's volume one of Publius Prose, and I've been looking through this book, and I mean, even the chapters are hilarious. The left doesn't want you to believe in DeSantis Claus, give me Amazon Prime, or give me death. What I find, my impression of these books, and I need to read them in full myself, but is that they're going to be entertaining, but you're also going to gain a lot of knowledge and insight from someone who, as I said before, has worked with some of the biggest names in the business and has done his own research on this. You know, looking at October Privilege, the first section is Black Lives Matter Loves Hamas. So, yes, that's ridiculous, but he's going to give him some insight on, you know, why are these weird, and I wanted to ask him about that, but we just ran out of time. Why are these weird alliances being made? Like, what does Black Lives Matter or even the LGBT community have to do with Hamas? I mean, my God, Hamas wants to kill you, LGBTQ community. Like, why are you in their corner? It makes no sense. So AG provides some insight on that, and you can pick his book up from Amazon. So please do. He's doing great work. All right. So with that being said, I want to get back to your phone calls and get to some more news to close out the show. My appeal has been call in and share your stories of how InfoWars has shaped your life. Alex has influenced you. And so we're going to take a quick phone call before we go to break, super quick, from Sean in California, who's been waiting a while. Or wait, no, we already talked to Sean, sorry. So real quick call from Flatliner in Wisconsin.
Hey, Christy, how you doing today? I like Alex Jones a lot because, like, when I first ran into him, it kind of made me feel like I'm not crazy, you know, because then all this conspiracy stuff, when it first came out, all the wild conspiracy theories, no one believed me. And then finally, you know, with hearing his voice in the wilderness, you know, it kind of had me more, gave me more confidence in pursuing these things because, you know, I was like born red pill. You know, I didn't drink water. I would look at water and it was like, this water's poison. You know, I got a bunch of shots when I was an infant. They harvested my spinal cord fluid. You know, it was a really rough time for me. So it was just so refreshing to see somebody who was really willing to be real. And that's one of the things that in this world is really lacking is real people, because everything's so fake and plastic.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice to see his story arc develop as it was, that he is indeed proven right in so many things. And I just wish the best for both him and InfoWars, because he deserves it.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And I just want to hear more of those stories, as we don't know what's down the pike for Alex or for InfoWars. And so thank you for calling Flatliner from Wisconsin. I want to take more phone calls like that about the impression InfoWars has had on your life and Alex Jones in particular. I've shared that numerous times. I had my mama on this morning because she is truly an OG fan of Alex Jones. She's been listening since he was in his 20s. So she had some really great insight to share this morning. And so I want to open the phone lines up to you to share your stories, because bottom line is that I never know when it's going to be my last chance to contribute here, when it's my last chance to do an InfoWars show with so much under attack. And so I'm grateful for this time. And if I want to hear from you a final, if this is the final time, I want to hear from you. So please call in 1-877-789-2539. Also, do plan to share some more news and clips, so don't go anywhere. And of course, our best chance at supporting this work is going to the alexjonesstore.com, alexjonesstore.com, and making your contribution. Hopefully we can pivot. We can pivot and keep this going. But I'll be back right after this.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back. We're in our final hour of The American Journal, quite possibly my final show. So that's why I'm appealing to you to give me a call, 1-877-789-2539. And let me know how InfoWars impacted you, Alex has impacted you over the years and changed possibly, quite possibly the trajectory of your very life. So I'm going to take a call, cover a bit of news, and get back to your phone calls. But let's start with Dave in Arizona, because he says he woke up somewhat recently in the big picture in October of 2019. Dave, share your story.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Christie. An unbelievable show today. Everything is inextricably linked, right?
Yeah.
Everything that we've looked at. So for me, I woke up in October of 2019 when they started to impeach President Trump. I didn't really follow anybody. I thought the way that Alex and Steve Bannon did, but I was really not on the train very closely. And then I joined Twitter because the Lord told me to make my voice active. They still won't let my account back on PSU_SIGEP. I'm a SIGEP from Penn State. So I'm on Getter and Telegram, but they won't let truth tellers back on Twix. And I think the reason why is because I've got a ton of J6 video footage out there. And my pinned tweet, this is from Flag Day of 2020. And like I said, everything's inextricably linked. It's Operation Chaos. A culture war will morph into a civil war if we allow it to continue. The leftists and establishment class crave delegitimization of our institutions, first to divide the families, erase culture, limit speech, curtail our thoughts. It's 1984 Orwell plan. It's all public knowledge. So you asked the question earlier, why are some of these disparate groups now aligned, right? Black Lives Matter, Hamas, all these people that would naturally hate each other.
Yeah.
This is my humble reason. Because they know now that plantation politics doesn't work. So then the impetus to get the leftists activated is a grievance culture. And that's why these people all align against us, true patriots, true conservatives. Unfortunately, the establishment class is full of psychopathic overlords. I wish I could support the platform. I've been out of work since May. I have here in my little hamlet of Surprise, Arizona. I have the police. They've been tracking me, tracing me, and locking me up since May of 2023.
Goodness.
on a citation for excess speed. I go to court today. If anybody could help me, that'd be amazing. On Telegram and Getter. I'm not on Twix. But they violate my rights left, right, and upside down. A court case that's gone on for 500 days. So if you think that it won't happen to you, it will. And again, they've cost me two jobs. I've been out of work since May of this year, and the incident happened 500 days ago last year. So I love what you guys are doing. Like I said, it's all inextricably linked. When you look at one pebble in the pond, if you think that that ripple won't touch you, unfortunately, you're still naive. So I pray that everybody continues on their path of discernment and they remove the scales fully from their eyes. I was blessed to find Alex and Steve Bannon back in 2019. I wish I would have woken up a little earlier. Thank you.
Well, we're glad that you did, and you're facing the price that you pay for waking up. Is, you know, it can lead to persecution. It can lead to financial loss. Certainly, practically decimated me. I was in pretty good shape as a lead news anchor, well-liked, got accolades, had some good income coming in. It's been a struggle ever since. But well worth it, as we may be in the final days. No day is guaranteed, so we have to make each day count, no matter how much we end up in debt or under attack or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I don't always feel that way. Sometimes I have a bad attitude about it all. But it is what it is, and I mean, I wouldn't change a thing as far as leaving the system and going through some struggle to do it for the right causes. We are seeing some positive things happening. Wanted to cover a bit of Trump election news. I'll cover it as we take some of these phone calls. But did you see Kamala's disastrous town hall? Wow. That was worse than I thought. You know, I at first thought that we were just going to have to hear yet another accent from Kamala because she was speaking to a Latina base. And we did hear some interesting ways of saying things from Kamala. But the thing is it was promoted as it was this unscripted, real town hall. And what do you know? We have a video here showing, and I think I can just speak over this video if you want to bring it up. We have a video, and she's talking there to the crowd. And oh, what do you know? What is that in front of her face? It is a prompter. So, whoopsie, they accidentally showed us that she has a prompter. Now, I don't know if I believe that she has earrings that talk to her or whatever. I mean, that seems a bit far-fetched for me, you know. But, I mean, here's pretty in your face. She has a prompter in what's supposed to be a talking to the people. Like, that is your chance to show that you're able and capable. And to be genuine and authentic. Now, this is coming from someone that had a career using a prompter all the time. I get that. But, you know, a good anchor, and when you've done it for a while, can go off prompter. And I did. And I certainly wrote my own stuff. That's another thing people don't tell you, is that, yes, you can be a lazy anchor and read everything that they write for you, or you can be like I always tried to do and evaluate, look things up and make sure the sources are in there and write it in my own words, my own genuine, authentic voice, then read it. But, you know, she hasn't been able to have an original thought. She's using that prompter. Another thing that I'm going to spare you the clips of because I just can't stand even listening to her. But there's a point where this audience member is asking or telling his story about how he wasn't able to get the healthcare or afford the healthcare that he needed here in the United States. So he ended up going over to Mexico and was able to do it fast and less expensive. And how will Kamala address that? And I could not believe it. She went there again. Her response always starts with, well, I was born in the middle class. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, how can people not see through this? Do you say the same thing every time? Well, I was born in the middle, which is not even true, basically. So it's been unbelievable to watch. With that being said, like I said, I want to mix in some of your phone calls since I asked for them. So let's talk to Dave in California, who's been waiting a long time. David. David.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Before I start this message, I like to say the goal in life is to have eternal life.
Yes.
So last time I had called in, I had spoke with you, and I had asked you if you have time to check out a movie called Atticus Institute.
Oh, I still have to see that, yes. No, I'm going to write it down again. Believe it or not, life has been a bit crazy, but Atticus Institute movie. All right, I'm writing it down again. Okay, and tell us about that again.
It's just basically a movie that just talks about, you know, what's going on now as far as what DARPA was doing with the internet and things of that nature, and speaking about the, you know, the SRI labs and superhumans. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's just having to deal with where we're at now in society and as far as Yuval Noah Harari, as what he's talking about, you know, saying the human body can be hacked, which is he's actually talking about possession.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised I haven't seen it because it looks like the kind of movie I would enjoy watching. I'm like, I gravitate toward movies like that, so I'm going to make sure I watch it this time. And you feel like it's one of those movies that kind of signals like things that are actually happening, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's basically, I don't understand why, you know, none of the doctors or scientists are speaking about cytogenetics and it's dealing with attributes, it's dealing with our behaviors. This is the true disease that we face as in far as dealing with sin. That's basically what this is all revolved around as far as, you know, summoning the demon to be easy access to be possessed, so to say.
Yeah.
So this is what this is about.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for drawing our attention to that. Again, I'm going to be sure to check it out. David, thank you for your phone call. I mean, forget about weather control. We have mind control, and that's documented as well. I'm sure many of you are well aware of. So just another thing to check out and see the parallels and connections there. Let's go to Ventura in California, because we were talking about the massive hurricane failure and how that's probably being used to literally murder people that have wrong think, people that are Trump supporters, and leave them starving and unable to vote. So what's your take, Ventura?
Chrissy, thank you so much for taking my phone call. I want to talk about a couple of things, actually. This whole hurricane thing just makes my gut sick. We all know that they're controlling the weather, and they're only giving the people that have had their homes damaged $750. They're giving $17 trillion overseas, but they cannot give good money to the people that need it here in this country. And I think that the blood from this hurricane is on Joe and Kamala's hands. I think that the blood should be on their hands. Now, Joe Biden, the other day when he was being interviewed, he said, Trump, grow up. Why isn't Trump out there taking care of those people? Joe, I don't know if you forgot, but you're the president and you should be taking care of those people.
Yeah, exactly. No, he did forget. He did forget. He's like, where's the President Trump? Why isn't he doing more? It's like, are you kidding me? What a joke. And what's the other thing? We want to keep the calls coming or going quickly so that I can get to more of them.
They haven't pumped him full of baby's blood yet. I started an operation called VMS Talk Show. I started my own news and information website. I was shut down by Nancy Pelosi and her cronies when I went and reported at Nancy Pelosi's house. But I got my operation back. I got it together. I know me and you, me and you have emailed before. I brought that talk show back. And I'm telling listeners, support Infowars.com. Go to VMSTalkShow.com. There's plenty of talk show hosts out there as well. So I started that up. And VMSTalkShow.com is my website. You can follow me on Getter under VMS_talkshow. Thank you so much, Christy.
All right. Awesome. Yes, we want to support everyone that's putting out the truth. So VMSTalkShow.com. And again, while you're at it, let's keep Alex going. The AlexJonesStore.com. Do what you can to support by buying apparel, natural products, things. Yeah, these are collector's items, quite possibly. So make sure that you do your part to support what Alex is doing and keep him going. All right. Real quick, I wanted to play some encouraging take. You know, the lawfare has been up against Trump massively, and it's been glorious to see how much it's failed. So I want to play a little bit. This is a long clip, so I probably won't play the whole thing. But let's play some of the breakdown of what happened with Letitia's horrible failure to actually be able to politically prosecute Trump. Let's watch some of this.
So the Trump fraud case went before the appellate court this week, and by the time it was over, the closing arguments of the Democrat lawyers was just them begging to not get sanctioned. So look, many people aren't aware that the Trump fraud case went before the appeals court this week. And if you don't know how an appeals court works, there are 5 judges that sit in judgment for these cases. And they basically let the prosecution and the defense both lay out their cases. And their job is to consider whether or not the case was worth hearing in the first place. And it went so badly for the Democrat lawyers that by the end of it, their closing arguments was just them begging to not get sanctioned. So they argued a ton of different things throughout this case. But the biggest thing was the judges kept interrupting them. They kept saying, hold on. Can you find me one other time in history where the person who took the loan was able to call the bank that they took the loan from, and then that bank showed up and said, we weren't defrauded? And the lawyers spent like 2 hours trying to find one little instance where it happened. But then the judges said, okay, let's try something else. They said, hey, have you ever prosecuted someone for lying about the value of a property when it resulted in the entire loan being paid back with interest? And again, they gave them like 2 hours to try to explain their case, and they still couldn't produce a single case where that had happened. And then the judges said, hey, you know what? We'll give you another
shot. So you get the point on this video. We can pull out of it now. You should watch the whole thing. It is quite funny. But I mean, this case has always been ridiculous, but he does a good job at breaking down just how ridiculous and how even the appellate court, that is probably biased in their own way, is like, can you give us something? Can you give us something to go on? Because obviously no victims, the bank was happy. I mean, this was clearly political. And Letitia had said before she even brought the whole thing that that was her intent. She was going to take him down some way or another. And so quite interesting. Not sure about if that's exactly true, that they were begging not to be sanctioned. That would be glorious if that was the case. But they should be. I mean, think of all of the people that have been punished for asking legitimate questions about the elections and sanctioned for asking questions about our elections, which is so important, and they have been sanctioned or had their license taken away. Rudy Giuliani, I mean, come on. But they're allowed to do this. They're allowed to get away with that. But that being said, our next caller is not so happy with Trump, particularly, I think, on the abortion issue, maybe. But let's go ahead and hear from her. Jessica, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Jessica, and I'm in Arizona. And I just wanted to talk about the whole Trump abortion whatnot. So when I was in high school, I just kind of want to preface it with some background. When I was in high school, I was like a bunch of young girls that age. I was pro-choice. Couldn't really give you a reason as to why. I just thought that that was what was best for women. When I was 19, I saw my sister give birth to my beautiful niece, and that rapidly changed my opinion on abortion. From there, I started looking more into the process that actually takes place and a lot of the emotional trauma that comes for the woman afterwards. And to move forward, I voted for Trump in 2016. I was not quite a Christian yet, still being very sinful, living in addictions and whatnot. In 2020, again, getting sober, a little closer to God at this point, still voted for Trump because I felt like he was the best for the country at that time, right? Fast forward now to 2024, I'm actually considering not voting for him for the simple fact that he keeps kind of being wishy-washy about the abortion stuff. Personally, I wish he would just say that he's leaving it at the state level and be done with it. He's a federal representative. It's not his ball game at this point. But, ma'am?
Well, Jessica, I mean, I would just challenge you. You know, you have him that's becoming wishy-washy, and you have Kamala and Tim Walz who are, you know, clearly for abortion through the entire 9 months and are okay with leaving a baby to die. So those are your choices. Someone that's seemingly wishy-washy or someone that supports abortion so radically that in his state of Minnesota, they're hiding how many babies this is happening to, for one thing. And now, and they it's on record, it's there that with his new law, they are allowed to, if a baby is born alive, they're allowed to just let it die. I mean, there have been babies that have survived abortion and went on to to live life. That won't happen in Minnesota. That is so radical. And I also appeal to you to consider the whole element of, you know, Abraham Lincoln. People are like, oh, he didn't come against slavery enough, but he had to kind of be wishy-washy, as you would say, in the beginning, because otherwise we couldn't even take steps in that direction of abolishing slavery. So in that same way, I think we need to give Trump the benefit of the doubt that maybe he has to appeal to a large conglomerate of people before they can be fully converted.
And I understand the appeal of needing to, you know, appeal to a wider range of voters. I get that. But we gave an inch and they took a mile, more so than a mile, with the LGBTQ stuff. And now we're seeing open grooming of children. I understand that Trump is the better choice. I totally get that as a patriot. My stance now is, as a Christian, how do I go against the word of God?
Because bottom line, Jessica, more people are going to die. More people are going to be groomed. We are on the precipice of losing America in general if we don't at least put our hope in making the better of the two choices. I mean, that's where I'm at. I get it. I get it, Jessica. We want this perfect pastoral candidate to lead the way, but we're not going to get that. How do you think people felt about David when he became the king? He was an adulterer, but God was still able to use him and work through him. And so I think we need to give it to God and be like, clearly, if we want a hope of saving America, if we want God to intervene, this is the better choice of the two. And it's unfortunate that it's that way, but I challenge you to give it to God and be like, okay, well, I'm going to do this because this may be the final hope that we have. You will lose more lives and lose more minds of children if you don't go in that direction. Go ahead.
Respectfully, I have given this decision to God, right? I've been praying for discernment for a long time at this point, and this is where I've ended up. Because we keep, for example, if we say, okay, we're going to bend a little bit on this abortion issue simply to win the election, how are we any better than the liberals to say they're voting for Kamala at that point just because Trump's bad?
Because we're trying to save lives. There is unmistakably more babies and death that will happen under a Kamala Biden regime than if we at least have hope of saving lives. I get it, Jess.
And I get what you're saying.
You want a protest vote, and I gotta wrap up with you, Jess. But Jess, I get it. You want a protest vote because you're following your discernment. And yes, that's on you. That's between you and God. If you feel like God wants you to step out and make this protest vote, fine. That's between you and God, and I fully support that if you feel that God's telling you to go in that direction. But I'm telling you, a protest vote is a vote for Kamala Biden and losing our country and more death. So that's where I'm on the issue, Jess. But I appreciate you sharing your story, and I hope that you appreciate that I'm just being real in my response and my reaction to it. But thank you, Jess, for your phone call. Want to hear from you. Want to hear from as many of you as possible. So I might have to go to kind of more of a rapid fire with taking some of these calls in the final half hour of the show. But yes, we are going to, let's see, what do I have? Let's see the leftist weirdos that we will have. Clip number 9 to close out this. This is what we're going to get if we don't change things. Watch this. Right, so I got some youngin' insight on this. My daughter was saying this is like a TikTok trend, but really we want the governor of a state following a TikTok trend that is super creepy, sexual looking in nature. And Catholics are offended. They say that this is like some kind of weird mockery of the Eucharist. We want more of this, folks. We want more of this because we're upset because Trump isn't perfect, because Trump isn't standing for God enough. Really? We want more of this? I mean,
most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, but What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee.
Yes, welcome back. And you know what? I've been saying it the whole show. This could be my very last time getting to be with this InfoWars crew, getting to contribute. I certainly hope and pray that it's not. It's been a blessing to me. I've learned so much, been inspired. I've had a little family here, and I've met and learned it to love all of you, even when I don't agree with you, like that last caller. I still love you. Yes, I'm so grateful, honored to be here, and I want to keep it continued. So just another appeal, go to alexjonesstore.com, 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 and support this way that you can. We are in it's the final countdown. It's the final countdown. Yes. It's the final countdown. We need to do whatever we can to save InfoWars in whatever direction it goes next. So we need you on board. We need you buying the t-shirts, the products, anything that you can do to hope and pray that we can keep this going in some fashion and keep my family together and keep the opportunity for me to come in and talk to you and all of that. So appealing to you there at the alexjonesstore.com. Make sure you do it. Can you get a load of this? I got to show you this. Some Democrats won't commit to certifying a Trump victory. Like, is this rich or what? We have heard for how many years that Trump is a threat to democracy, that he's an election denier, he's an insurrectionist. But yet they, of course, won't commit to certifying a Trump victory. And so they're why it matters. This is from Axios, of course, so take it for what you will. They're trapped between a deep distrust of Donald Trump and their vigorous renunciations of any election challenges in the years since the January 6th attack. Of course, Jamie Raskin, that devil, is behind the seeds of doubt. He says he'll support it if he won a free, fair, and honest election. But of course, they'll say that it wasn't free, fair, and honest so that they can attack it if it doesn't go his way. He says that. Definitely doesn't assume that Trump would use free, fair, and honest means to secure a victory. He's doing whatever he can to interfere with the process. Are you kidding me? We have Mark Elias constantly trying to interfere in the process, as he did before. Rep. Jan Schakowsky says, I don't know what kind of shenanigans he's playing. We would have to make sure that all the rules have been followed. Like, they followed the rules in 2020. Are you flipping kidding me? You did not follow the rules at all, and when we tried to expose it, you flipped out. And you know, Raskin says that he's talking about manipulating electoral college counts in Nebraska or manipulating the vote count in Georgia. Manipulating the vote count, translation that way, is that they want to actually hand count. They want to actually hand count the votes in Georgia and compare them to the machines.
That's manipulative. Are you kidding me? It's always backwards and projection with these people. I can't stand it. I can't stand these people. Anyways, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's do rapid kind of fire. Like, try and tell me as much as you can, as quick as you can, because I really want to get to as many phone calls as I can. So let's go to Anthony, who had a response about the whole Trump abortion issue. Anthony.
Well, hey, I'm glad to get to talk to you. I was just going to comment on the things that, you know, talking about Trump, you know, back and forth with this abortion issue. And people just don't seem to realize that that was the Supreme Court. That was not Trump. He put it back to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court made their decision and all. But these people that are getting to extremism on you know, the abortion issue is, you know, you got to look at it in a Christian perspective. How many people can you force to accept Christ? You can't, because he gives you free will. You have to choose one or the other. It's the same thing with, I believe it's the same thing with Trump. You know, you have to have you're going to make a choice, and it's going to either be for right or it's going to be for wrong, but it's your choice. So, but I'm not going to say, you know, you can't do this and all. We can't force people to do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And Anthony, thank you for that contribution to the conversation. And here's another thing that we should ask. I believe her name is Jess, who is saying, like, I just don't think I can vote for Trump because of his stance on abortion. My mom had good insight on this. She said that if you're paying taxes, then you're already supporting abortion right now. So with all of that moral stance that you're taking, are you going to stop paying taxes now? I mean, probably wouldn't be a bad idea. But if you're not going to just stop paying taxes because your taxes are being used to support abortion, then don't tell me that you're not going to vote for Trump because he's not strict enough on abortion. And I think that's a great insight and great point on that. Anthony, got to keep the calls going. So who's my next one who's been waiting a while? Let's talk to Jerry in Indiana.
Hey, Christy, this is Jared. Glad to talk to you.
You too.
And one thing I want to say is that please don't stop fighting, okay?
Okay.
We all need to donate to Alex Jones and keep the InfoWars going as much as possible.
Yes.
And regardless of what happens after all this, I hope Alex Jones continues his show somewhere else.
Me too.
And has a backup plan for everyone. Yes.
I hope he takes me with him. In some fashion.
I want to let you know, and ask you all InfoWars crew know, there's a lot of InfoWars like us on the sidelines ready to back you 100%.
Well, we love it. Nothing without an audience. You have been a loyal audience, a loving audience, a supportive audience, and so we thank you for that.
All right, Chris, I'll let you go. I know you got to go.
All right, thanks. All right, let's take William in Arkansas. William.
My wake-up call was when I was about 11. That was in the early 70s. So the wake-up call was the Secret Service, when they were designed as part of the U.S. Treasury right after the Lincoln assassination. About 15, 20 years thereafter, some detectives within the Secret Service busted some U.S. congressmen for counterfeiting. It's all part of the Treasury. They then since made a law, a rule, that you cannot, as an independent, you can't do anything independent as a law officer. You have to follow the directive of what's above you. So when you bust the crooked idiots above you, then they create a law through Congress, a law that you can't, you know, bust these crooked people. You lose your career. You instantly go to jail because you busted protocol. Mm-hmm. So what kind of, you know, dysfunctional government do you have us expect us to have? That's what we've got. This is in the late 1870s, about 15, 20 years after the creation of the Secret Service. So, you know, good luck when that's the way that the rules are set up. What did you get right after the Federal Reserve? World War One, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't question it. If you try to go out and finance some huge amount of metal or anything, something enough goods and services to fight a war, whose monetary system are you using? The people that are using it right now, the ones that own it and control it right now and have forever. I'm about compulsory service and not controlled by some unknown, unexplainable, ancient and accepted order of what? Right? I mean, that you know, look around. Right? And I have nothing against the Masons or the Knights of Columbus or any of these, but the oldest, largest fraternity on the world is Masonic. Right? Didn't start 3 or 4 100 years ago, right? It's ancient, right? It just, people are so ignorant, they you know, confuse a broken circle with the swastika and Nazism. But how long has that swastika been around in every culture across the planet?
Yeah, no doubt, William. Thank you for pointing that out, and thank you for your phone call. Got to keep it moving. But here's the thing. Not everything is about abortion, although that is a huge, important topic. Donald Trump has mentioned the manipulation of the markets, and he's indicated he wants us to get outside of that through his support of Bitcoin. He's brought in RFK Jr., who wants to limit the size of government and go after the agencies that have been corrupted. Elon Musk, Donald Trump has talked about putting him in charge of rooting out some of that, making our government smaller. These are all things that can bring us back to what America was supposed to be, a life, liberty. And, you know, yes, we have to trust corrupted people. Trump is a corrupted, broken person. He's not perfect, but these are signs that all show us that maybe we can have a hope of saving America and getting it back to what it was. So just consider that again, as you're making all your considerations and are not too happy with Trump. There's plenty to not be too happy about with Trump. I'm not too happy with Trump about the way he handled the pandemic, but I'm looking at the best possible situation, the best hope that we can have to save America and save lives, ultimately save lives. This is a death demon cult that the Democrat Party has become. And I personally feel convicted and have the discernment to say, if we do go that route, then we're just condoning this return of sacrifice to Malik, and I don't want any part of that. So as far as how Trump is doing, again, I take the polls with a grain of salt. According to the poly markets, he's just really surged ahead, taking 56% of the share of the bets placed in the presidential election. And there's a memorandum, a note attached to this report there in Trending Politics. It says, given today's high inflation data and Kamala Harris's admission that she would not have changed or done anything different than Joe Biden, we expect President Trump's edge will only continue to solidify. So what do you think is going to be the next October surprise? It seems as though they're just literally trying to kill people and starve people through weather manipulation control in heavily concentrated Trump areas. But I don't know. Here's the latest. This is actually not the latest. The latest poll shows that he's up in all of the 7 swing states, but she's up in Nevada, apparently. That flipped is the last one I saw. So that's what the polls say. Take them with a grain of thought. Salt. With a grain of thought, too. A grain of salt, a grain of thought. Let's get back to your phone calls. Who's next? Gary in Minnesota.
Hi, Christy Lee. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Gary.
Well, that's great. I just want to thank you and InfoWars. You've been a bright spot in my life listening to you guys. I want to go back a few years. My dad always talked about how corrupt our government was, and I could never really figure it out. Now I've figured it out, and yeah, it's largely due to InfoWars. But I want to mainly talk about how important God will be in all of
this.
There are no coincidences. I'll go back to when I was in college. I had 2 classes I had to take, and they were offered at the same time, and I needed them both to graduate. And so what I did is I stayed for summer school to take the other class, and I was pretty annoyed because I wanted to get out and get on with my career. But if I had not had to stay and take that second class in summer school, I never would have met my wife.
Oh, wow.
So it's there's no coincidences.
Yeah.
And I discovered InfoWars. I had a pretty serious head injury back in 2010. I won't go into all the details, but it kept me out of work for 6 months. But that's what helped me discover InfoWars, because I couldn't go to work. Mm-hmm. I was sitting, you know, around the house recovering, and I don't even remember how I found InfoWars, but I thought, boy, this Alex Jones, he's making sense. And so I continued to listen, and I think it's been the biggest blessing in my life. And I think we need to know, partly that head injury told me that God healed me in that injury. It was a very serious head injury. I live here in Minnesota, where, of course, we know how bad Tim Walz is here living in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But it was basically, I had a very, she was my mom was very into spirituality, and she prayed over me, and they were amazed that I was healed. And I always tell people it was the good Lord in the Mayo Clinic in that order that healed me. And so God is real, and I think we just need to pray. That is one of the biggest things we do. I pray every night for Alex and for everyone involved to make sure that we can keep the fight going. But I think we need to really realize that one man is not going to solve this for us.
Oh, 100%.
We need to turn to God. And I always like how you have a Bible verse that you read, Christy. That's one of the things that I enjoy most about you when you host.
Thank you.
So I just want to thank you and thank InfoWars for waking me up. And I'm praying and continue to pray that InfoWars will continue to have a place in this world to affect the outcome of our lives.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Gary, so much for your phone call. So much to take from that. Obviously, that we all need to keep all of this in perspective and keep it about God and what he allows to happen. Gary mentioning that some seemingly bad things happened, things that he wasn't happy about, but they led to great things. The meeting of his wife and the finding of Alex Jones. And as he mentioned, if you missed the top of the show, today's verse is Ephesians 6:10, to put on the full armor of God. Read that whole section. I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but make sure you remind yourself of putting on the full armor of God, because we are in a spiritual battle. And it says, you know, when you can do nothing else, to just stand. But we are going to try and do not just pray, but take action as we feel led by God. And another good reminder. So Mark in Texas, you're next.
Howdy. Well, if this is your last trip out of the atmosphere, just remember heaven's overrated. The effect Jonesy had on me was basically I stopped listening to Limbaugh back on 9/11. And I pretty much bought everything he sold except his BS. Did you watch The Ark in the Darkness?
Not yet.
Okay. So I'll just leave you to watch that. You can do your homework. I'll wish you come back soon, and I hope it's on this program. But I will say this. There's no rank in heaven. So tell General Flynn that Link says hi to Job, and have a good life. See ya.
Not sure what that last part meant. We'll let that go, because I didn't really gather what he said. So y'all can figure that out. All right, let's talk to James in Indiana real quick.
You know, I found out on InfoWars when I told Jerry Nadler off, no matter what happens in InfoWars, I will follow you and donate to the America First Cause, Death Do Us Part. Owen has one of the largest veteran shows in the country, giving veterans a voice when our government routinely fails us and ignores our grievances.
Yes. So,
I'll tell you who also fights for veterans is Congressman Yakum of Indiana 2nd District. That's a crew wants to pull up, rudyforindiana.com. When the federal government routinely fails our veterans, Congressman Yakum is there for them. He is out in the community talking to veterans and bringing veterans' issues straight to the Congressional Committee of Veterans Affairs. If you're a veteran having issues with the federal government, please reach out to their congressional office. I did read the article on mass murder pills, and it's disgusting the way the government treats these people. There's a huge problem in the disabled and veteran community of the federal government drugging the disabled, fabricating evidence, violating civil rights, and manufacturing cases against the vulnerable, and no one's addressing it. But when the government's falsifying records and fail a veteran to the point of suicide, everyone gets a free pass.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, we thank Owen for his commitment to giving veterans a voice, and thank you for reminding us about Congressman Yakum, and appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And let's go to, who's next, Danielle. Danielle in Iowa.
Hi, Christy. Yeah, this is Danielle in Iowa, and I'm calling today to let you know how Alex has impacted my life.
Thank you.
I love that you opened the topic for that, because Alex is way too humble on the impact that he's made in humanity. He literally saved my life and the life of my loved ones through InfoWars, through the information provided regarding, you know, from the fluoride in the water to the death shots, all the way to the supplements that I take every day. And the number of lives that InfoWars and Alex Jones has saved is unmeasurable. And I have been listening since 2008, and I just honestly cannot imagine my day without Alex, the crew, the guests, the hosts, you, Owen, everybody. I just can't imagine what my day is going to look like if it no longer is there for me to listen to. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for sharing, Danielle. And she's right. You know, we don't talk about it enough. We never know when this can be shut down. And, you know, there's been many scares to the point where some have made a joke out of it. Like, oh, yeah, he's talking about the InfoWars shutting down again. But, you know, that has been the reality. Like, there is a huge enemy that hates truth, that hates righteousness. And obviously, just like Trump's not perfect, Alex isn't perfect, I'm certainly not perfect, not to call us righteous, but you know, any avenue where there's truth or there's an opportunity for truth to come out, there's a great enemy, and that enemy has been consistent, and that enemy has been a consistent threat. But it's come down to the pike, and this could very, very well be at least my last show. I don't know how much longer InfoWars has as a whole. I hope it's not. I hope I get to hop on here again in some other fashion. But yeah, that's why I wanted to take a moment to, like, let's reflect. Let's have some nostalgia. Let's be grateful for the time that we've had with him. And to that end, please stay in contact with me, because InfoWars is my favorite audience in the world. And I want to stay connected with you guys and let you know what I'm up to no matter what happens. And so you can follow me on X at Christy Lee TV, at Christy Lee TV right there. Please take a moment, hop on there right now, follow me at Christy Lee TV so I can just let you know what I'm up to and you can keep tabs on me. All right, let's go to the next call, Baker in California.
Yo, Christy, you did a really good job. We're gonna miss you. But I just want to say this: like, a part of me the other day, I said, wants to go back asleep. But you know, once you're awake, you know, Pandora doesn't go back in the box. Okay, mm-hmm. So I just want to say, like, that. Oh man, I don't have much. Okay, I just want to say, like. To the callers earlier, they were talking about the police and everything going after. Like, I support our police. I support our veterans. But we have to understand that when the New World Order comes to take everything you got and shut us down, it's going to be the police and the military that are going to be the hammer of these people. And I respect law enforcement in general, but to be honest, we can't just have this old school conservative view of, like, oh, I back the blue and I support veterans. But I'm going to be honest. Most wars, I mean, maybe World War II, but most wars, do you think the Middle East, they fought for our freedom? They didn't fight for our freedom. And I'm sorry, I don't mean that to disrespect anybody, but that's just not how it is. And I still hear a lot of these conservative talking points like, oh, you know, I support veterans and they fight for our freedom. That's not what it is, because all they do is they're going to stage another terrorist attack, stir up people's patriotism and send us off the war, and we have to cut our ties with that. We have to get over that, okay? The police aren't going to be on our side. The police are going to happily throw you in jail. They don't care about you. That doesn't mean I don't support the police. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. Yeah, no, I get your point. And I think there's a lot of veterans who, you know, probably feel disgusted. Well, I mean, I've interviewed many of them that feel disgusted about the ways that they've been used and the promise that they've been put out there and put their life on the line. That doesn't take away from their heart and commitment to care about America and their fellow man. So even if they were used for nefarious or false purposes, it doesn't take away their heart and their purpose and being put out there. And the same goes for police. You know, we are in a police state, and we are increasingly dealing with authoritative, tyrannical structures and police. The good police have left. The good federal agents have left. And so we're left with corrupted individuals, you know. So we continue to support those that are doing it for the right reasons, but with some skepticism, because even those have been corrupted. But I think those are good points that you make, and I'm happy that you're waking up. And just wanted to mention, because I didn't get to it, you know, Carrie Lake, for as well as Trump is doing, Carrie Lake is struggling there, it sounds like, in Arizona, which we don't know how accurate their voting apparatus is at this point anyway. But in case you missed it, just putting it out there that who she's up against, I don't understand how he is supposedly like 7 points ahead of her. Ruben Gallego, it has been exposed that his father is drug trafficker, is a drug trafficker. And perhaps this is why Ruben has his his extreme open border position. So just wanted to make sure I mentioned that before I go today. And let's go to Aaron in South Carolina real quick. Aaron?
Hey, Chris. Yeah. Although I strongly disagree with you, I just want to say thank you for your service. And I hope to see you on the front lines in the future.
All right. Well, you know, this is America, and you're welcome to extremely disagree with me. And I wish we had more time to talk about what you extremely disagree with me. So connect with me on X and let me know what you strongly disagree with me on, because I'm happy to always have debate. I always learn more, even if, you know, when I debate. And so I always welcome debate and want to hear from other points of view. So feel free to connect with me there and let me know what I'm wrong about. But that's what we need more of, is we need more conversations. We need to be able to talk more. We cannot have censorship, and we cannot have where dissent is not allowed, because then none of us learn anything. And so, would love to hear from you. Thank you for this time. My time is coming to an end. I don't know if this is the last time I get to be on InfoWars. So if it is, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Honored and grateful to have been a part of this team. It pulled me out of the darkness of the propaganda puppet machine, and I'll be forever grateful for that. I hope you appreciated my contributions to bring the Bible in here as much as I could. Make sure you keep connected with me. Make sure you support Alex so that I have a hope of maybe still continuing to be involved. And love you guys so much. You have no idea. Thank you for being my family here in Texas.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.